Yes, it was when you
praise Jesus much. We thank God
for
this good moment is added us in His presence. And we know He has another good preparation.
We
see that He gives us the best.
It's
where He speaks in the Romans 7 and the verse
3.
He himself makes things which are not and they are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
there are those you don't see like today. Perhaps it's poverty you've been seeing around, but He sees riches around. May even show you when you're in an expensive house and you work in the body out. In the house you're in, you are renting a room. God, what is this? You show me you're not serious. But you read that verse in Romans 7 verse 3. God sees things which are not there and if they are there. And they are indeed there. That God who was, who is, and who is going to be. It remains seeking His kingdom and the righteousness. Tells us in Matthew 6:33, He remains when He's meant to add us all these others. In His speech He says, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that the divine power of God already gave us what we need in this life, even in serving Him and in moving on to understand Him. Now when you look through that word, the divine authority of God already gave us. Things you don't see that you have them, God sees you have them. But to lift up that faith,
tells
us in verse 4 in the Romans 7. And he said, let's not stop fighting that hope. But many times we fight with the hope God gives us. We become enemies who fight the hope. I don't know if you've ever read of that. Have you ever fought with the hope of God? God sees things which are not as though they are. It is a Romans 4 and the verse 17. Let's read there. We are going to head on to our service. Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
Kuba obanga olw'okwonoona kw'omukufa kwafuga ku bw'omu okusinga ennyo abo abaweebwa ekisa ekisukkirivu n'ekirabo eky'obutuukirivu balifugira.
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
Abalumi essula ya 4:17. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti nkufudde jjajja w'amawanga amangi mu maaso g'oyo gwe yakkiriza, ye Katonda azuukiza abafu era ayita ebitaliiwo ng'ebiriwo.
Have
you heard of Him well? God calls things which are not and though they are there. But those things on the side of Him, they are there. So He
could
reach you what you need is not His problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But to believe the hope is given you. Many times we fight much with that hope. And one of what has failed the call which is on our nation, it's one of those. And indeed what it tells us we see as if it's not there. I have called you my friends Uganda. And I've called you serve all the other nations. And each one looks at the other. God cannot see three people He's calling. Indeed, it's us He's seen that He calls us. And when
we
look to ourselves, what can we do? I wonder what is wrong with God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Now
it's not worthy your way. For in all that he tries to promise you,
even
show you things of the world, the wealth, and he shows them those of heaven how they are. When you look
at
the situation you are within in that moment on the world, and then you wonder what God is trying to speak to you.
But
now you tell me the things, but see where I am. But he said those you called, they're not there. God sees they're there. What surprises even us in our lives? Those things when you reach in them, though you live in them in one day, you can forget the sorrow of 20 and above years. It means when you reach those seasons, that you said it wasn't there, it is existing, it prevails. You know, when you get 3,000 shillings, you cannot go begin buy meat at home. You can even see the one buying wonder why they spend and waste the money. Because there's a situation you are within.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, we hear much spoken of our call. These men who came from Canada and Israel, they reached Pastor Kayanja's place, they said. Why don't you understand your call and you help us?
Get
to reveal of the scriptures.
Please
teach you, and you come teach us, for it's you who have the call. You know, we shall bring that video. Teacher Eddie, do you have it? And say, friends, be revealed and help us.
Maybe
we first teach you your call. After you understand it,
you
come help us. We are not well in the entire world. You know, someone to try to drive you away, but you don't believe it. What
you
tell you what you are, you don't believe it. Brethren, I don't want us to study this call in vain.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
don't want to start them in vain. I want each one to lift their soul, because me too. I want to stand and I profit in the standing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to stand and then be able to benefit from that. Let me tell you, anytime I hear people weep and lament like that, when we are in the right thing, the exact, you may feel our brother is just trying to survive with them, has nothing to offer them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the verse 18, he says,
I want to
encourage you as we go into the call of the nation. Romans 4, verse 18.
Eyakiriza musubi, awata subi likika. Aliokaverenga jaja wa mawanga amanji. Ngapo ichayo geruanti. Ezadeli olilibabu edityo.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Who against hope believed in hope?
Watali subi ye yalikiririzamu.
Kwigamba, waliwo utaoru kuruwana gani subi.
Battle to fight with the hope.
And
he believed it that indeed
out
of me will come offsprings, men of them.
Ye,
for him as Abraham,
Some of
those they began a nation of Israel.
And
God told them, I call you are my people. Out of you will come many offsprings who are like as many as the stars, even the sand of the seashore. But they though took long to birth.
No,
there is a way of fighting with hope in that moment. The moment of fighting against hope, he remained believing in the hope. So the one who was so close to him to fight the hope,
besides
Satan, it was his wife. Stop those things of waiting for God. You get this housemaid. Let's bath the hair.
And said, no,
inquire from the Lord, I'm still hoping. And what food hope increased?
Sarah
told Abraham, you know, I'm not going in my cycles. Now, how are we going to get
Abraham to that?
Abraham, the things you believe.
Ibrahim,
Abraham, these are your things.
The
womb is closed, that no more it can do for itself.
Yeah.
That no. Wait, God will open it up.
There are
things which can fight hope. And you have to remain in believing in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You have that video we played?
No,
I don't want us that we keep learning every day and as if we run in vain.
An altar was raised at Jinja to the Lord. One of the chief intercessors who helped arrange our gathering together in this place, some time ago the Lord showed her a vision. She saw Uganda. And she saw a padlock over the heavens above
Uganda.
And this morning I was with her in church together, we were worshiping. And she gave this testimony. The padlock has been destroyed.
Hallelujah.
And the heavens are open. Praise the Lord. Because it says, for they will cry to the Lord because of oppressors. I think you people understand this. But this is what it says. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors,
it
says he will hear their cry. For the Lord will send them a savior and a champion, and he will deliver them. You know, this word champion, it's kind of a, actually in Hebrew, the literal word would be a contender. Later on in Isaiah in chapter 49, he says, I will contend with those who contend with you. And the Lord says, I am sending to Egypt, to Africa, a savior. And one who will contend with those who have contended with you. And so it's a new day. Because the Lord is taking up the challenge. You know, I said it this way the other day. As a father, if there's a bully contending with my son, He's going to have to deal with me. I will contend with him who's contended with my son. And you are sons and daughters of the living God. And he is going to contend with those who have contended with you. And there is a day of deliverance. And it is a new day. Because the padlock has been destroyed. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
And the Lord will say, make himself known to Egypt, to Africa. And the Egyptians, the Africans will know the Lord.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I sense this so deeply in my spirit. Something has changed. It's not,
what would you say?
Look, it's not just us. What we did in Jinja. You are here worshiping the Lord day after day, night after night, giving him honor, giving him praise. You've been knocking that padlock. There's brothers and sisters all across this continent knocking that padlock and it's broken. Praise the Lord.
Amina.
And we have the sure word of God. It's not just this is my opinion or I sense this to be true. This is the word of God.
Amen.
He says, they'll cry out and I'll send them a savior and a contender and I will deliver them. So you can rely on this. And the Lord will make himself known. You know, I've in my travels in Africa, I've got the sense sometimes there's been the question, why have we suffered so much here? Why has it been so difficult? Look, it's not a simple answer, really. There are many factors involved. But I want to say something. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
No,
God has a plan for that. Just as Marty's been sharing, that God wants to do something in
Africa
that will touch the whole earth. And I want to tell you, it's not just a feeling. The other night, we read from Isaiah 18. And Isaiah speaks about a people. A smooth-skinned people. A people beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. A place that's divided by rivers. And it would be these people that are going to do something that all the earth is going
to
see. So we feel we need to be here to encourage you in your destiny. Hey, it's one good thing to have your sin forgiven, amen? Hey, it's good news to know that heaven is waiting, amen? But what do we do between now and the time we go to heaven? We need to identify with purpose. We need to identify with destiny. We have, you don't have to wait till you die before you find your name written in the book of life. It's already here. You've just got to find your part. There's a part for Marty. There's a part for Carolyn. There's a part for the Jewish people. The part for the Israelites. But God didn't leave us out of his picture, his Bible story. There's a part for Canadians. And there's a part for Africa.
What do you want to do?
But
But you have to learn how to read the prophetic word. You have to have eyes to see. You have to have ears to hear. Because these scriptures were sealed. God made it possible that it would be difficult for people to open up that which is being sealed. But you remember in Revelation chapter 5? They were all around the throne of God. And they were wondering, who can take the seals off? And all of a sudden, a lamb dripping with blood moved towards the scrolls. The angels dropped. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God.
Asanida, asanida, omwana gwendiga ya Katonda.
And the seals would pop.
Envumbo.
Pop.
Nazi sumurura.
Pop.
Emu kwemo.
Pop.
Emu kwemo.
Pop.
Emu kwemo.
Pop.
Nazi sumurura.
Ekufuru
ekutu said the padlock is broken.
Amen.
And then we learned.
Awono.
That God was raising a priesthood, kings and priests, from every tribe, from every.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. But we remember on
25th
December last year, we got the message of the Israelites, and God told us
that
they are stirring up their hearts. They know that. Didn't pass many days, those people came, because these are brethren target them at the airport. Now they come asking where the altar is. And they read Isaiah 19. That there will be an altar in Africa, Uganda. Who are these treasured possession of people? People who are distinctive. People blessed, who have the knowledge. But we are really a little beginning. But the problem which will be,
that
reach on you when you have not prepared yourself.
Let's
briefly hear that we move on.
From every tongue, from every people, we have been called priests and kings.
Tuliba kabake na tuliba kabona.
Wow.
Banaye.
So what does a priest and a king do?
Kabona chicha asobola kola.
He's got to go to his holy word.
Alino ingira mu chitabo obe chigambe chitukuvu.
Jesus, did you notice Jesus?
Ochiramba nti Yesu.
Did he go, I got a feeling?
Yagama mpulira, nina che mpulira.
No.
Neda sibo yakola.
When they asked Jesus, why are you doing what you're doing? I only do what I see my Father doing.
Nkole chocho kachenda bachitange nga akola.
And if they wanted a justification, hear me again. If they wanted a justification for what he was doing, he didn't go, I have a feeling. He pointed to the Holy Scroll. And he said, in accordance to that which is written. That's why our New Testaments are so filled with so much prophetic word. Because Jesus lives to fulfill his holy word. He said, I did not come to abolish.
Praise Jesus.
I think
we get time, you get all that message.
Isaiah 18 and Isaiah 19.
And they moved on point on the call on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
they preached like three preachers.
But
there was an Israelite, a Canadian. They were like three. All of them were lamenting. And they said, you the nation called. Now you failed to reveal your call to help us. Now God came to us, revealed us, come here. And we tell you how you were called.
And
begin to get revealed. Come and help us, for you have the call. They call it, you have that anointing. We would have been involved, but it's not us called. That's how they spoke. Each was called to call another. But you are called to enlighten to us. To give us light.
Now
we come to teach you again. Those are what of the things he told us when we begin the call. That still we are still praying for you. Accept your call.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But indeed, brethren, let the games end. Those people would have wished to reach them. But I ask if they reach us this time, they can consume all of us. For the world knows it that you, Uganda, you who became a friend of Uganda, they expect you that you know something. They know you are a chosen nation. They know it's you to give them the light of the knowledge of the word of God. They know that the Savior must be right here. They even went to Jinja Light
and
an altar. And they knew where that river is, they must spring an altar from there.
Which would
lighten all nations and the world to be revived.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I wonder what are we on now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There are
times you get there and you wonder, God, what's wrong with our heads? Our brethren don't even mind of that our call.
But
when they went to Pastor Kayanja, he told them that God gave up his son, which we are going to give today.
It's
nothing he can explain.
And
they feel you must have something you give them of understanding. Brought out a pyramid, turned down and turned up.
And
told them that this is how David fought battles.
And
you are also on another thing. You know our brethren, those pastors,
they
rich and they do things which are amazing.
What
if you don't know something you say?
Look for
those people, perhaps they are there, God is healing them from us.
But
don't attach yourself on what you don't know.
But
before Jesus came,
they
were false Jesus who came.
And
they said how they were great. But they all phased out immediately. And they had nothing, they had changed. Until Jesus came, the rightful one. Now attaching yourself to something is very bad. Brought out a pyramid, turned down and up.
n'abagamba okimanyi enwana ya Isirayiri tondi gye yateekawo ensi yonna kwesinzirwa okulwana
kati
ng'afikitinga mbw aleeta amagezi bali nga bagezaako bamuzeeyo ku mulamwa gwe
baleese
bannange abasumba baffe balina buli omu
kyamanyi
naye si kino
sekyokuyitibwa beetaaga
kukimanya
bumanyabunt
ate obutakkakkana obwo bugenda kuleeta
ebizibukubanga
tivi ng'emaze
okuteekebwa
Of
the focus.
No one
shall advertise to that come here.
Even those
they move on to perverts.
People
who tell them what we seek for is elsewhere.
Amen.
Let's prepare ourselves.
Yes, she was good.
Praise the Lord.
But
I feel the things make the heart shake. On the Friday,
as
the one to Saturday, I got a dream. In my dream,
In
that dream, I saw different creations of
birds. And
I had other birds I held in the hands.
And
I saw all the trees. But the smell was
smelling. And the
creations were
dying off.
Everywhere I turned the nose, it was smelling.
And
someone told me the creations are wearing. But what are you on? I had a dream come back, filled my heart. I feel shaking.
I
feel my heart cannot bear anymore.
My
brothers, things we learn. The truth is God give us grace. And we stand in them for their rights. God is demanding us of something. May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Indeed,
the vision has not been first today. We hear in the prophecies, in the history,
we
see in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released
right
from the beginning of AD up to today. They speak of the nation. But
what
caught our minds
this time,
not going to accept those issues to backslide. That's why behind he told us,
choose
me out 150 to 300. Those determined will be present to learn everything and they arrive in time,
and
if they have not appeared they give us a reason why
they
have to look for that message learning and they understand it.
For those
demanding
this
call of all nations
expect
us to have the knowledge.
If you will
keep missing,
what
will you give them?
Not
refuse, you've gotten what you've gotten.
But they'll photocopy
it
and
it will consume out of you.
But you
have nothing to add to them.
Yet they are
moving on to demand
you. What
is in heaven? They are going to ask all that to us.
Go
just speak of heaven.
What is the
first heaven? What is in it? Where is it written?
That's why we heard that
Jesus spoke whatever
he did. The way
people fill those scriptures to prove what they speak.
And that they
know is the altar of God, the altar of his word. which is to come from Africa, yet focus where the River Nile,
Uganda,
the Pearl of Africa.
How
they say, we waited for this thing, it's not coming. And they go in prayer and fast things in their nations.
Lord, what is,
can we go tell them what? And they come yearning. Those they come to, I tell you, you
two
God has first brought here. As if they beat you in your mind, that it all retarded, as if you don't see. When
they
preach on you and you've been sitting here and you don't understand, they will even wonder the foolishness in the head you have. And they will honor them much. They will see something valuable.
Well,
what is threatening which happens when the boy child has been born with a girl and that girl is very beautiful,
the
brother doesn't see the beauty which the sister has, but the man comes from outside and he goes to the sister, and even the brother feels jealousy. As they ask and they say, don't give up my sister, are you going to marry them? Beauty their own unless you give me
sister.
But you two are like that this time. You are born with your sister, your call, but you don't see any honor on him. Men who will come from abroad to come to marry
them,
they will praise
him,
they will value
them,
they will see their great jealousy, they are taking my sister away.
Or if
your brother and his handsome,
every
day you take him for granted home,
they will come
a girl child from the abroad nations, and they will come on your brother, praise him, and they honor him, work on him, and where you are you will feel,
they are
taking my brother away. I want to be there looking at him. You don't take him away. That's about to happen on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't
count value in our call. It will be very hard. Mostly those people.
Those
people, when they will discover it,
and
they discover full knowledge,
and
hear wisdom and understanding.
Oh!
I don't know, you reach a time
and
you get a evil feeling in the heart, and they have a way they value.
Apostle
whom we were with, but to make an appointment with him now, it's not easy. God's given you all the chances. Asking, ask. Now you yourself. And I wonder what you do. You don't care. I wonder how you take things. It will dawn one day. You will see the of the nations. I don't know what you will do in that time. Let's end that here. You have wisdom.
And
what the Spirit tells the church. Let's move on with our call. And by name and voice, Pastor Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to appear moving on with the call which is on our nation.
God is worldwide promised to call upon Uganda. God is final work on planting us.
Omulimu gwa Mukama ogusembayo ku nsi.
Basing in Uganda, the power of Africa is growing.
Uganda, ekkula lya Africa.
The greatest and last revival.
Revival kyasinze era esembayo.
Ever promised by God on planet Earth.
Subizidwa mukama kunsi.
Under the title.
Wansi wa title.
The call.
Okuitibwa.
Covenant.
Endagano.
And the glory of God.
No ichitibwa cha mukama.
Upon Uganda in AD.
Ku Uganda mo AD.
Like in Israel in BC.
Ngawe kwali ku Israel mo BC.
Yes, he was when
you. Praise Jesus much. In this time, and under that heading, we look to God revealing me the call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation Uganda through the journey of heaven that moved through the Bible for 7 years from 2005 to 2011.
It's
a series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotals, the urim, and the thummim, the spiritual transports. And we first got explained of spiritual transports,
those
God uses to come visit us with His angels on the world,
or
we to go visit God in the kingdom of heaven, even to be revealed all things how they are. As He promised in the book of Numbers 12, that if
we
will be a prophet among you, He God will reveal Himself to them in a vision and speak with them in a dream. And His servant Moses is not like that. For Him, He speaks with them in the trance, eye on one. Our Lord Jesus promised us in John 14 that He will remain appearing to us. Now there are spiritual transports, those which are used in the journey of heaven. And God reveals me the call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation Uganda,
as
was on the nation Israel in the BC. Now we got explained the 7 years of the journey of heaven, through which God revealed the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of the Lord, and they are the 7 eyes of God, those He sends in the entire world. This time they have based in the nation Uganda to work in the entire world. In the Acts chapter 2 verse 3 and 4,
as
of the fullness of the Holy Spirit who came in tongues of fire on the heads of the apostles, and in Revelations 4:5 showed us the 7 lambs which stand before the throne of God, and said they are the 7 spirits of God. They were shown the sign of the lampstand, as you see it right there, in the era of Prophet Moses, the book of Exodus 25 verse 31 to 32,
and
secret of the 7 years of the journey of heaven to reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God, together with 7 groups of angels, and they are based in this nation like today to work in the entire world, as Galatians 8 verse 1 and 2
say.
First reveals us the 7 commanders of the groups of angels, even Revelation 15 from verse 1 to 3
deals
us angels holding bowls of the wrath of God.
Now,
all the groups of the holy angels, in Revelations 5:11, 100 trillions of angels, they are ready to work with our nation Uganda in their 7 groups. And we saw in Revelations 9:16, and also there are the angels working in hell, those who bound the evil spirits, they are 200 billion.
Now
we discovered the secret of the 7 years like that.
And
then on asked and answered why the journey was moved in the Bible, and he explained that even the call, which is on the nation Uganda, Uganda. It was marked in the Bible. Read Deuteronomy 32:21. And he showed the promised nation Israel that will cause them jealousy with the new nation. We discovered in Isaiah 19:5-7 that he marked this nation Uganda with the river Nile. Marked the nation Israel with river Euphrates. Book of Joshua chapter 1:3-5. Now we understood well that our call was marked in the Bible, in the history which is all over the world, together with the prophecies released. Still the John of heaven moved, don't move in the Bible, to prove the truth of the Bible as it's in heaven, in the ark of the covenant, that of heaven, which is in the midst of the cherubim, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The Bible speaks of that ark in the Revelations 11 and the verse 19. Ark of the covenant is still there in heaven, and in it is the living book of the law, as it speaks in Zechariah 5. Praise Jesus, man. Now even the reason that never to subtract from scriptures, neither to adding in them, neither to twisting in them, for they have their originals in heaven, that preach as the rhythm of the word of God is 2-4 and above commands, 2-4 and above scriptures, from the Old and the New Testament, as in the Isaiah 28:9-13. Now we understood those issues, why the John of heaven was moved in the Bible, and we prove that God brings back the ark of the covenant, the ark which holds the book of the Lord, to restore it in the world based on the nation Uganda, as it was in the nation Israel. All those were subtopics we came studying under the heading as God reveals me the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. And we headed on to know why the John of heaven was presumed to be revealed in the nation Uganda. And told us to bring the book of remembrance to all nations, as it speaks in Malachi 3, starting from verse 13 and to 18. A nation will remind them, Philippians 3:20, that our home is in heaven, and to save them from destruction. We explained Jeremiah 22:10. Those have not made it back home in heaven, and they fall in hell. And restores us to remind nations that our home is in heaven. That's why resume reveal the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us, even we living now, those coming through the reaching of coming. Now on that issue, wanted to renew the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as he promised Matthew 24:9-14. Those days for prophets will be many, and the love of many will draw calls, and saved by the gospel of the kingdom of God, it will resume be preached in all nations, to be a witness, then the end will come. Now there we understood the journey of heaven, as resumes revealed in the nation Uganda, bring book of remembrance to all nations in the world, that our home is in heaven, and the other to resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omuguru
in the kingdom of heaven.
Era twasoka okunyonyoka obwakabaka bwa Katonda
kiki. First got explain what's the kingdom of God.
Obwe tunoonya
that we seek for.
Era bwe tugenda obikulira amawanga
that we are to preach to nations.
Natugamba Matayo 12:28.
He told us Matthew 12:28.
Bimbanga ngobe mizimu kuba moyo wa Katonda.
I cast demons by the spirit of God.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwe bajje.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
Yes, you have
been praise yeah. Jesus much.
Chatwategera nti obujuvu omoyo omutuko.
We understood fullness of the Holy Spirit. And his works.
He
manifests the kingdom of God.
And
we began on the heading of righteousness.
It
explains us the righteousness. For he says,
seek
the kingdom of God and the righteousness. According to Matthew
6:33,
first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest I will add them to you.
So
we've got to explain what's the kingdom of God. We've got to explain the righteousness which comes from believing and the faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God. And we attach on even actions
of the
believing of the word of God. Now we read all those we saw them, then we reach to see of the holiness.
It
tells us to be holy just as is holy.
And
we have to do acts of righteousness to become holy.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
This day, as we wind up this aspect of seeking for holiness,
we want to
see the fruits of holiness. The fruits of righteousness and holiness. After that,
we
go see what is the kingdom of heaven. That's where we join onto the journey of heaven. Today we look to the fruits of righteousness and the holiness. Those which will be revealed to us, to move in them, and to be able to preach them to our brethren, preparing them for the coming back of Jesus Christ, to take up his
saint.
And we want to look to today, the fruits of righteousness. They keep changing.
Let
the speaker, not the tune.
Yes, it was when you
praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to appear to move on.
Okulaba.
To see the fruits of righteousness and the holiness.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus much. We want to see the fruits of the righteousness and the holiness.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus much.
For
as we go to preach what concerns the kingdom of God and its righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
we
reach the part of the righteousness. It pushes us to study holiness. After we study holiness, we must study fruits of righteousness, even holiness. For righteousness and holiness, they don't manifest without their fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now where you'll best to see that I'm still in righteousness and I'm still in holiness is when you see the spirit of
God,
is when you see the fruits of righteousness and they are together with you, then you will be proving that indeed I am still in the righteousness of God and I am getting perfected and I'm becoming holy in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we entered in the book of Proverbs and speaks of the righteousness, how it has the fruits of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want to begin from there. Proverbs Proverbs 11 from verse 5.
Ngeresula yomunana olunyolo kuna. Obugaga tebuli koche bugasa kuluna kolobu sungu. Na yobu tuki rivubuwa nyamu kufa.
Yes, he was when
you. Praise Jesus much.
Katandika kunyolo asatu.
Ngeresula ya kuminemo olunyolo asatu.
Proverbs 11.
Ebibala by'omutuukirivu muti gwa bulamu. N'oyo alina amagezi afuna emmeeme z'abantu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga tulaba ebibala by'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu.
Fruits of righteousness and holiness.
Agamba nti ebibala eby'obutuukirivu.
The fruits of righteousness.
Muti gwa bulamu.
Is the tree of life.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Singa omuntu amala okuyigirizibwa eby'obutuukirivu.
If someone is taught things of righteousness.
Abo twasoka okuwulira. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we was with
praise you. Jesus much.
Tuagaloko yongerayo.
We want to move on.
No mutwe gwa fogo.
With that our heading.
Ebibara ebyobutuukirivu.
The fruits of righteousness.
No butukuvu.
And holiness.
Yes, we was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Na inga bwenso soko gambako.
As I've first told you of.
Nti singa oboya galoka kasa.
That if you want to plow.
Nti ochata ambulira mbutuukirivu.
That you still move in righteousness.
Ere ochabunonya.
And you still seeking for it.
Era nti otambulira mbutuukirivu.
And that you move in holiness.
Era nti ochabunonya.
And that you still seek for it.
Ekigendo okukuyamba okitegeera.
What will help you understand that.
Ebibara ebyobutuukirivu.
There are the fruits of righteousness.
Era oneka kasanga ngo oli mu bulamu.
You will prove yourself that you are always in life.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much.
And you
have those fruits of righteousness.
I
said in the Proverbs 11, in the verse 30, I'm requested to read it again. Proverbs 11, verse
30.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much.
The
fruits of righteousness
is
a tree of life.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
O manyo izo kubori mukama wafu Yesu.
It be in the Lord Jesus.
Na hii ya kugama antibotari wana bibara.
He told you if you never bear fruit.
Agena kukute mao.
He's going to cut you off the tree.
Siganyo nonyezo butukirivu.
Yes, you fought for righteousness.
No butukufu.
And even holiness.
No burira na kuno obomanyako.
And you've heard of it, even known of it.
Nye uoliba tosopura kubara bibara bia butukirivu.
Not be able to bear fruits of righteousness.
Tewali bula mbuta guwao.
There is no eternal life.
That's why
say Proverbs
11:30.
The fruits of righteousness. It's a tree of life. And the one with wisdom.
Can
seek for souls of many and save them. Can pass through only righteous fruits. Don't preach a word to anyone. But they get saved. Now your proof.
You
move in righteousness. Even in holiness. How to see them by the fruits.
This
the Lord explains them well. When he speaks in John 15, in the verse 1 to 5,
he
moves on to say this. John chapter 15 from verse
1. Nechitange ye mulimi. Buli tabi eliri munze litabala bibala alijjawo na buli eribala ebibala alirongo sali yongere ngo kubala.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agamba yiye muzabibu ogwaddala.
He says the true vine.
Kitawe ye mulimi.
His father is the gardener.
Fe tuli matabi.
We are branches.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era na buli tabi eribala ebibala.
Every branch bearing fruit.
Agena maso no kulira bilira.
He moves on to prune and take care of it.
Na yiri eritabala bibala.
But that never bearing fruit.
Itemibwao.
It's cut away.
Itemibwao kujibwa mu Kristo.
Cut off from Christ.
Siganye nga otegedde ku byobutuuki.
Don't refuse to understand things of righteousness. Which cometh from faith.
Gamba Rumi esura eyekumi.
As in the Romans 10.
Nuru mwenda pa 12 bwagamba.
9 to 12 he said.
Eranga Barumi 10:17
he said.
Tinokukiriza kukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira
okuwulira
ekigambo kya katonda
weewaawo
okuze bulungi naye bayibuli egamba mu yakobo essula
ey'okubiri
onyola 14:17 okukkiriza okutaliiko bikolwa kubeera
kufa
era twategedde nti olw'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu tuweebwa obutukuvu naye ate amazima gali bwe
gati
singa tobala bibala bya butuukirivu n'obutukuvu mu kristo yesu oggibwamu kubanga obutuukirivu bwo n'obutukuvu bwo tebirabisiddwa yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo
ekyo kyatugambye mu yokaana
oluvannyuma
lw'otunnyonnyola ng'asinziira mu ngeri 13:11 eby'obutuukirivu muti gwa bulamu n'ayingira yokaana essula eyo 15 olunya olusooka paka ku lwokubiri n'agamba ye kennyini ye muzabibu ogwa ddala era kitaawe ye musimbi naffe bennyini tuli matabi na buli ttabi litaba bibala
lijibwawo yesu yeebazibwe
eribala ebibala
lirabirirwa kitaffe neribeerera ennaku zonna
marayo olunyi ennyiriri ezo
tulabe
yokaana essula ya 15 olunyi olwokusatu mwekaakano mumaze okuba abalongoofu olw'ekigambo kye mbagambye olunyi olwokuna mubeere mu nze nange mummwe ng'ettabi bwe litalinza kubala bibala lyokka bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze olunyi olwokutaano nze muzabbibu mwe matabi abeera mu nze nange mu ye oyo abala ebibala bingi kubanga watali nze temuliko kye muyinza kukola
yesu
yeebazibwe
bwe tubeera mu ye naye ng'ali
muffe
tweyongera okubala
ebibala
eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu kubanga singa kano akutanda n'oba nga tobala bibala ebyo nga bwe tugenda okubiraba tojja kusobola kusigala mu kristo yesu era tolyebakira mu ye ojja kutemebwako osiriba wabweru muggeyeena ogende mu maaso n'okukala ate oligibwayo osulibwe mu nnyanja y'omuliro yesu yeebazibwe naye jjukira okubeera kwaffe mu kristo akunnyonnyola asinziira mu yokaana essula neye 15 n'onyola omusanvu ng'agamba
bw'ati
yokaana essula ya 15 n'onyola omusanvu bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabe nga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga
nti bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu mmwe musabe kyonna kye mwetaaga
kinaba
engeri gye tusobola okwekakasa nti katuli mu kristo
ebigambo
bye biri mu ffe tubitaddeko okukkiriza
netuweebwa
obutuukirivu ate nituteekako ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu netuweebwa obutukuvu bwe tumala okuweebwa obutukuvu tutanula okubala ebibala eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu nga bwe tugenda okuwulira wabula mu kigambo ekyo kye yayogera ng'asinziira mu Malaki essula
ey'okusatu
olunyi olw'ekkumi n'omunaana nti kankano munaasobola okwawula omutukuvu n'atali mutukuvu naye ekigenda okutuleetera
kwe
kulaba ebibala bino
ka
tusomeyo mu
Malaki
Malaki essula ya kusatu olunyi olw'ekumi n'omunaana awo lwe mulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi oyo aweereza katonda n'oyo atamuweereza
yesu yeebazibwe
nti
bwe mulimala okudda nga muli mu kristo yesu era nga mubala ebibala eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu lwe mulyawula omutuukirivu n'atali aweereza katonda n'atamuweereza tuyitibwanga eggwanga okwetoola ensi yonna okubayamba okubikkula ebigambo bino nga leero naye mazima olina okuba nga ojjudde omusana ogw'okumanya okuyamba ensi yonna okwawula omutuukirivu n'atali aweereza katonda n'atamuweereza naye ng'ajjukira yagambye nti engeri gy'ogenda okwekakasa nti okyali mu butuukirivu era kubanga oli mu butukuvu era okwawula oyo atali ogenda kubalabira ku bibala byabwe ebibala eby'obutuukirivu biriwa n'ebyobutukuvu kubanga ogamba nti oli mutukuvu Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ogamba nti oli mutukuvu.
You say that you are holy.
Era nti wanoonya obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
You fought the righteousness of God.
N'okola ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
You did acts of righteousness.
N'oweebwa obutukuvu.
And you're given holiness.
Naye lwaki ebibala tebiriiko?
But why are fruits not following?
Ekyo kyagamba mu Matayo.
It's what he said in Matthew.
Sura y'omusanvu.
Chapter 7.
Nti mugenda ogenda mu maaso okubalabira ku ki?
Move on to see them.
Ku bibala byabwe.
But they are fruits.
Obo ntegedde bulungi.
I don't know if you understood.
Ani gwe yali agamba gw'ogenda okulaba?
Who did he say you will be seeing?
Anti nabbi oli agamba mutukuvu.
Other prophet say is holy.
N'omutume oli agamba mutukuvu.
The apostle say is holy.
Naye onaabalaba otya?
But how will you see them?
Era gw'ogenda kweraba otya?
How will you see yourself?
Ogambe nti kati mbutuufu.
And you say indeed now.
Ndi mutuukirivu.
I am righteous.
Ambulira mbutuukirivu.
I move in holiness.
Era nkyali mu butukuvu.
I'm still in holiness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Awatali bibala.
Without fruits.
Togenda kwekakasa mu kigambo kino.
Prove yourself in this word.
Kubanga tulina ebibala ebyobutali butuukirivu.
Fruits of unrighteousness.
Kwetunaakulabiranga.
By which we shall see.
Ebibala ebitali bya butuukirivu.
Fruits of unrighteousness.
Era ebitali bya butukuvu.
Those not of holiness.
Ebinaatukakasanga.
They will be proving us.
Jukira nawe kenyini bw'onaabeera n'ebibala ebyobutuukirivu n'obutukuvu.
If you have fruits of righteousness.
Ojja kakasa nti oli mu muti ogw'obulamu.
Prove you are in the tree of life.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Kubanga akugambye mu ngeri eri
told you in the proverb
nti ebibala eby'obutuukirivu muti gwa bulamu ayitibwa Yesu
who is called Jesus
ekuba obulamu n'amazima
the way the truth and the life
naye bwe tutuuka ku gw'ebirabo oli ne bw'aba apretending atya nti mutuukirivu era nti mutukuvu awo w'omusunsulira oba weweesunsulira n'omanya kati siri mutukuvu tekyetaaga kukaayana Yesu yeebazibwe kati bw'oba bakugamba nti paapa mutukuvu
bwe
tunula wano mu bibala bino eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu onankakasa nti tabangako
mutukuvu
wabula ayitibwa mwesiimi bwesiimi eri abo abamulonda baasanyusizza so si eri Katonda kubanga n'asanyusa Katonda kimugwanidde okubeera mu kukkiriza n'okukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda era nga kuliko okukola kuliko okukola ekigambo kya
Katonda
Yesu
yebazibwe
nnyo atusome mu Matayo olabe omutuukirivu ono oba omutukuvu ono buyinza mmulaba
otya
Matayo essula ya 7 olunyo lw'15
Matthew 7 verse 15
mwekuume nga bannabbi ab'obulimba abajira mu byambalo by'endiga gye muli naye munda gy'emisege egisigula
owulidde bulungi mwekuume nga bannabbi
b'obulimba against false prophets
bajja bambadde eddiba ly'endiga nti batukuvu
sheepskin that they are holy
kubanga endiga enjeru gye twogerako
the white sheep is what we speak of
ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu
righteousness and holiness
naye nga munda misege
inside the wolves
oyinza kubalaba otya
how can you dare see them
ebibala eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu bigenda mu maaso n'okubakebera era naawe oba oyagala okwekebera oli nabbi wa
bulimbaoba
omutuma w'obulimbaoba omusumba w'obulimba osobola okwekebera ng'otunuulirako ku bibala eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu kubanga omutuukirivu yaweereza Katonda atali mutuukirivu wabula bwe bwegamba nti naawe oli omu kw'abaweereza
Katonda
osobola okwezuula oba oli nabbi wa bulimba oba mutume wa bulimba oba musumba wa bulimba nga weekebera mu bibala bino eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu kubanga bwe oyagala era n'okweraba nti oli ku bulamu
obutaggwaawo
munnange okebera ku bibala Bible negamba wekebere nga wekka olaba oba okyali mu kukkiriza kati ojja kwekebera nga
bw'oti
Yesu yebazibwe era ne bali kijja kuyambako okubakebera kubanga wano w'omwoyo w'asinzira okukebera byonna Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda kuba tulina ekyokuwa amawanga.
Going to have what to offer to nations.
Ye
as the nation called.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus, man.
Na ye wayongera Matayo agamba
bwati. When he speaks in Matthew, he said this.
Matayo sura ya 7 nyole 16.
Matthew 7 verse 16.
Muli bategerera kubibala byabwe.
Agamba ndi kankubuli olaba.
He said, you see,
mumulinde mugenda kuba tegerera kubibala.
You will know them by their fruits. Remember what we say.
Abantu bangi bagamba nti batukirivu.
Many people say they are holy.
Abantu abamu bagenda kutukirivu.
And others are to get holy.
Nti bagenda okufuka abatukirivu.
That they will become holy.
Oba abatukufu.
Oh, the righteous.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nina ubo osobwo okwera abantu katugenda tukirivu.
You tell yourself that I'm going to get perfect or not.
Kubanga guke nyini ebibala bigenda kunyonyola.
The fruits will explain you.
Embera gy'olimu.
The way you're in.
Ebibala ebyobutuukirivu.
The fruits of righteousness.
N'ebyobutukuvu.
And those of holiness.
Bye bi finalizing ensonga eno
gyisemba. Finalize these issues at the extreme.
Oyinza okwegamba nti okkiriza.
You may say you believe.
Mbuno weebwa obutuukirivu.
That you give in righteousness.
Ne tugamba ati obutukuvu buliwa.
Where is the holiness?
Kubanga oyina otteekako ebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu ofuna obutukuvu akati bw'omala n'obifuna nga tetulaba bibala bya butuukirivu na butukuvu nga tugamba biri byonna obadde otulimba tokkirizanga naku Katonda
wadde
newankubadde ekigambo kye era wano wangu nnyo okwawula omutuukirivu nga y'oyo aweereza Katonda n'atali mutukuvu oyo ataweereza Katonda tukayana na nsi eno n'ebigirimu yagamba mugenda kubalabira ku bibala naye twandibuuza Mukama ebibala
ebyaki
eby'obutuukirivu
n'obutukuvu
Yesu yeebazibu awo n'olyoka ofuna omusana bino nno bye byava mu lugendo
lw'eggulu
n'ensonga lwaki lwaddamu okubikulirwa mu ggwanga lino erya Uganda Yesu yeebazibu ennyo olyoka otwala eri ensi amagezi ag'okutegeera
ndi
Katonda bw'agamusooka munoonye obwakabaka bwakolera obutuukirivu
ategeeza
ki bw'onoonya obutuukirivu
you seek for righteousness
of
by faith.
Faith
coming from here is there or it moves ahead. That there is holiness added on.
Not
be holy just as it is holy. But you can't get holiness
and you've
not done acts of righteousness.
Then
remember in the same way when you've done acts of righteousness they may have some strays in them. But to order them
there
must be fruits attached
of
righteousness and holiness. You may have tried to put in place your own righteousness and your holiness, but when fruits come they said this one you've just faked your own righteousness.
Era buno obutuukirivu bw'ogamba bw'oli okusinza ku bibala watetenkanyiza bubwo ku bubwo
Matayo esula ya 7 nyole 16.
Matthew 7 verse 16.
Muli bategerera ku bibala byabwe. Abantu banoga batye zabibu ku busana. Oba ettini ku mwennyango.
Omanyi waliwo emiti gy'otunuulira.
And it tells you a tree is an apostle.
But this apostle
has never sat in the councils of God's word.
Jeremiah 23:18
says, who sat in the council of God's word that he marks them
and
understands the word.
Singa omutumwa oyo yali atudde Mukama w'ateeseza ebigambo yanditidde abantu bange otegeera ebigambo naye obanga tayinza dotegeeza abantu ekigambo
kyange
ogwo muti nabaki gwe
mugenzeeko
ogenze ku muti gw'amaggwa
mbu
oyagala kunoga gundi
abange
oyinza okugenda ku mwana omulenzi omuto ow'emyaka
omusanvu
n'omusaba abaana oli mukazi
kiggwe
yatusozzaala ekyobuukuzi
kyabulikyagambe
nti bano abantu oba oyagala okubalaba
beegamba
nti mucungwa
naye
bamera zabibu erikaawa
but they grow sour grapes on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now we can you
look to yourself. You say you are an avocado fruit. But I wonder what fruits bear on you.
Fruits
filled of tar which is sour. That's what they bear. That's one of the last show us.
We
saw like an avocado fruit. According to the fruits.
Those
fruits that are an avocado. You see, it's an avocado tree. But what fruits are on this tree? And it preaches you well. Those are the religions. The false salvation.
They are the
false prophets and false apostles.
False pastors.
And
they
you reach. Congregation is increased with branches.
And they have
branches 10,000.
Is a miracle.
Of miracle. I don't know whether they are. Don't speak of those of your things. I speak of spiritual gifts.
But as they take roots
on the tree which is spread. My goodness.
I have
fruits you've never known and seen. And you got to eat of them.
My
God, and they are fruits of death.
Those
who got cabbage which kills on the era of Elisha.
These
trees which grow well as they deceive.
These
ministers who are false. And they grow branches all over. At the end of it all.
And
releases boys breaking bread and hair. Those who
put tight
panties falling down like that. And you say, my God, all along I thought this is a tree. This is a jackfruit tree.
According
to the stem how it's grown,
it branches and leaves,
this is a jackfruit.
Kakati kamula liyazati omera kumuti kwa fene. How
does pepper grow on the jackfruit tree?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati kenkuburi dekintu kino.
Let me tell you the thing.
Ngona asuburo kutegeira abantu.
Able to understand people.
Naba kugami intiba no onyezo butu kilivu.
They have fought for righteousness and the holiness.
Iranti babuli.
And that they are
meat. Oje kusembero omuti kumibara.
At the end of the tree on the fruit season.
Someone
can make
Saba.
Prayer.
You
come to life.
And teaching you build the
house of God
billions.
Of 700 billions.
And
it doesn't know even the house of God that is the people. You
were
the spirit.
Before,
this man is in truth. He told us to check the pubic hair of our brethren.
This tree
don't
dare
when it grows it can con you.
You
don't confuse yourself
concerning
salvation. You are righteous or holy.
So
wait, check yourself with the fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In religions you're in, check the fruits of the religion. How many to enter heaven? The religion of the drunkards.
The
first who order things of their clans which never settle.
What
are they of God?
Come
a priest, they tell you go order your clan demons. The tree should then make you agile.
Those
religions grow and they spread the world. Where they end at harvest. How many you take into heaven?
That's
harvest they are ending to take into heaven. Those are last fruits we have. And he said, the harvest is plenteous, but they are harvesters are few. We counted the last fruits in the world in this ministry. How many have you reached in heaven? Don't praise with the congregation
and
I told you, be careful of yeast of the Pharisee. These people will be many you think they go to heaven yet. You they didn't preach to righteousness and holiness.
May that fruits
of righteousness and holiness. At the end, where are you going to be?
When
you are clothing miniskirts, you cut your eyelashes, painted on others. You cut off your eyelids and you paint on new ones. When you
read
fruits of righteousness, fruits of the Spirit,
they will
you now, are you gentle in that form? Look at the
boys.
They have cut damaged
flowers
that they are worshipping and they are singing hip hop for Jesus. Did you wonder? We are dead. This is the church we have.
These are
the right holy ones of God.
Yes,
they have never served God.
ministries
with many branches. You will see a jackfruit.
On
it grows paper. It's a bin paper. But it's called the image. That's why it's on the outer, the cloth sheepskin.
They
clothe the body of Christ. The Son of Lamb.
We
see them as their servants. But
inside
their wall, now paper
on the
top grew a cover of jackfruit.
It
will see as if jackfruit grows.
But
in putting fruits.
What
jackfruit appears small like that?
And
this is green even. They don't grow fat? No. They are ripe. What form of jackfruit is that? Let's finish in the Matthew.
Matayo esura ya musanvu olinyole 10 no musanvu.
Matthew 7 verse 17.
Bwechyo buli mutyo mulungi gubala ebibala ebirungi. Nayo mutyo mubi gubala ebibala ebibi. 18. Omutyo mulungi teguyinza kubala ebibala bibi. Sono omutyo mubi teguyinza kubala ebibala birungi. Olinyole 19. Buli mutyo gutabala kibala kirungi. Bagutema bagusula muliro.
Have
you heard, brethren?
The
branch in the Christ Jesus not bear fruits, which is worthy to be bearing.
He's
going to cut it away.
Never
but you lie, you are in Jesus. What get you out will be the fruits. That righteousness and holiness.
What speaks
Proverbs 11:30.
That the fruits
of righteousness is the tree of life, whom we know that Jesus
in
John 14 says the way, the truth and the life.
The
wisdom is the tree of life.
Holy
Spirit
Christ
is the wisdom of God. Praise Jesus.
Now you've
done all, don't worry.
But
and what you planted yourself, you know it.
If
it's of the word of God,
it will
grow everyone as they're meant to grow. In
righteousness
and in holiness,
and
the fruits we shall see.
This
you saw down
there.
That your gospel of take it, you know where it comes from.
It's
fruits which are to come out of it.
The
gospel of righteousness, you know what comes from
it. The
gospel of taking
it
brings the fruits of bread and not getting satisfied.
For
you take this, even the other, you want to take it.
naye enjiri ey'obutuukirivu ebalebibala
eby'obutuukirivu
baakusiga mu njiri
ki
kyayogera waneeno mu koseya
10
olunyu lw'ekumi n'ebbiri
koseya essula ya 10 olunyu lwa 12
Hosea 10 verses 12
mwesigire mu butuukirivu mukungule ng'okusaasira we kuli mukabale ettaka lyammwe litali ddime kubanga obudde butuuse okunoonya mukama okutuusa lwalijja n'abatonyesaako obutuukirivu
owulidde bulungi tusiga mu butuukirivu olw'ekisa kya
katonda
tunaakungula
we shall reap
tulongoose ettaka ly'emitima gyaffe
kiseera
kya kunoonya katonda
kwe
kunoonya obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu okutuuka lwalijja n'atonyesa obutuukirivu ku ffe naye bw'oba oyagala osiga obutuukirivu olyoka okungula ebibala eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu yagamba mu ngeri
8
olunyo lw'omunaana ebigambo byange byonna biri mu
butuukirivu
ngeri 8:8 nti ebigambo byange
byonna
biri mu butuukirivu kuliko wadde
ekyenyoddenyodde
newankubadde ekyo kyamakyama ekyo kye tusiga ekigambo kya katonda mu butuukirivu bwakyo nga tekinyoleddwamu tetutoddemu
tetwongeddemu
kirifulumya ebibala
mu
ggwe eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu naye oba wasiga kulagulwako bwe kulimala okugwawo tuliraba ebibala kyava ayogera nti ekigambo kyakano tekiriggwawo naye ebisigadde byonna byakuggwawo olwaleero tusigaki twagala obala ebibala eby'obutuukirivu naye ono ayinza tobibalanga n'ebigambo ebikusigiddwamu si bya
butuukirivu
ebibala ogenda kubiggyawo eby'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu enjiri ekubuulirwa ekusasamaza
busasamaza
omanyi waliwo ebigimusa ebijjudde eddalu n'ogenda obiyiwa ku kitooke nekiryoka kikula nnyo nekijjayo akawumumpu
akatini
nekitateekako wadde
ebibala
emuyo enjiri
esasamaza
n'okyankana nakyankananandaba ŋŋenda mu
amerikanotandika
n'otambulaogenda olaba era
togenda
kaakati kankubulira omaze obudde bwonnyo naye ye katonda akulinze kubibala
wagwereekaana
effujjo
lyolikole
beera mu madiini go tofaayo ne mu bulokozi bubwa obulima naawe omulogologa
ojja
kulaba ekinaddiira ku bibala wali yesu yeebazibwe omanyi oyagala obulogo toyagala
nakubuvaamu
naye ebibala by'obulogo
obimanyibuliyimba
era obulimba nekitaye waabwe
omumanyi
era nekitaye w'abalimba
omumanyi
negye mugenda naye
omanyiyo
mugenda eri mu lwebeeya lw'omuliro era mubeereeyo nga muyimba
musabo
emizimu nga gibali ku
mitwe
ndikutwala mu lwebeeya lw'omuliro
bwe
ndimala okutta
ndikwata omulala
kaakati mugira musamira
ngaabalemi
okudduka emisinde
ery'obulokozi
omanyi obusamize obuli mu
nsi
tebwawukana n'obuli mu
madiini
mpozi ne mu bulokozi
obw'obulimba
mwenna mmwe bamu muli
balimba
bonna basigala baki era nga basiga obulimba si kigambo
kyakatonda
abatuddire mu nyulo
12
koseya essula ya 10 olunyo lwa
12
mwesigire mu butuukirivu mukungule ng'okusaasira bwe kuli mukabale ettaka lyammwe eritali ddime Kubanga obudde butuuse okunoonya Mukama. Okutuusa lwalijja n'abatonyesaako obutuukirivu. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Mulimye obubi, mukungudde obutali butuukirivu. Mulidde ebibala by'obulimba. Kubanga weesiganga ekkubo lyo, olufulembe lw'abasajja abo ab'amaanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Moses of
sowed unrighteousness.
Ebigambo byamwe
byobulimba. The words which are lies.
Mujja kungula ekyo.
You will reap that.
Era siganya olidde olw'obulimba
bwo. Don't refuse you've eaten because of your lies.
Ogagawadde.
You've gotten wealthy.
Oli eyo mu Uganda eriye Kawala.
There in Uganda at Kawala site.
Osizo obulimba.
You've sowed lies.
Ogabye emiti n'empeta n'ebiringa ebyo.
You've given rings and the others. I wonder who even is that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, see the agile. Don't argue over this.
You
will claim to be all that. That's what called righteousness and the holiness. But the fruits
of
righteousness and holiness, they will take you out of that deal of the eternal life. You can
deceive
to the world what you want.
And
you come out say that you are a mango tree. And we find ourselves. There are fruits which are bitter.
You've
grown paper.
No matter
how long you will lie. All that you're joking.
You are pretending, pretending
salvation. Keep pretending.
Your
fruits will speak open.
That you
have never been born again. You are a corn man, a corn woman. Don't humble from here when you come.
Ah,
Lord, the grace. You call yourself. We is the point we wait you for. Let them step your feet and we see. And we see the face frowned like that. And all this long has been humbling himself like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let tell you,
this world is taken long.
You
receive yourself to be of Christ.
But
time has come, you will point at yourself and you say, I am not of Christ. Or you say, I am of Christ.
Fruits
you will see in yourself.
It's you a prophet.
I know
my world soon.
He can expose their butt like that for you. Those are
fruits
of righteousness, ladies and gentlemen.
And
the aunt, you speak against
me.
I curse you. Are those fruits?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. You know, here is the secret
line.
All things do them, but you rotate. You will grow in the world, get wealthy, everything will finish.
But fruits which
shall head on to righteousness and holiness, they will filter you out. Come your fellowship.
Many years
you're conning God. God has been seeing you conning us. We've got the way to sport and see you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
many wolves are eating the church of Christ. They call
themselves
apostles, pastors and prophets.
When
you see what they target, tell you, I thank Jesus. He arose for me. Built me a storied house.
He's
of 40 stories. You
know,
never thought of Jesus.
Jesus
is not equated to gold, neither silver.
Read well Act
17. From
1925. The
God who made heaven
and earth is not created
to gold neither silver,
which
is made by human hands.
The
Prado,
they
say, you see your
Jesus,
by Jesus arose from
it.
It was from the beginning, had it in their hearts. They never fought for Jesus, the real one.
They
are con men. All along with thought,
the fear
of God, there are the many prophets which have surrounded us. But it's not
that.
The fear of God is to hate evil, to show unto righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Speaks
with us in Ephesians. Ephesians 4,
in
the verse 24. And he speaks this.
Abefeso esula yokuna olunyolo abiri mwenya. Abefeso esula yakuna olunyolo abiri mwesatu.
Ephesians 4:23.
Era okufuka abajja mu moyo gwe birowozo byamwe. Olwabiri mwenya okwambala omuntu omujja eyatondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mu butuukirivu. Obw'amazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Tulwana okwambala omuntu owedda.
Try to the old man. To clothe the new man.
Who was created
in the righteousness of God. Even in holiness.
You
began with fruits of righteousness and holiness.
Verse
22. Let's get briefly upwards. He speaks this.
Ephesians 4:22. Mu bigambo eby'empisa eby'olubereberye mwe okwambula omuntu owedda avunda olw'okwegomba okw'obulimba olwabiri mu esatu era okufuuka abajja mu mwoyo ogw'ebirowoozo byammwe olwabiri mu ennya okwambala omuntu omujja eyatondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mu butuukirivu ne mu butukuvu obw'amazima.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omuntu oyo omujja yasooka.
This new man who came first.
Adam.
When we were in Adam, before we chased in the garden,
when we are
in the righteousness, in the holiness of the truth. And we moved like this. According to Ephesians 5, verse
7.
Ephesians 5, 7.
Kale temusanga kimu nabo olw'omunaana kubanga edda mwali kizikiza naye kakano muli musana mukama waffe mutambulenga ng'abaana ab'omusana olw'omwenda kubanga ebibala by'omwoyo biri mu bulungi bwonna n'obutuukirivu n'amazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga ebibala by'omwoyo
fruits of the spirit
ebibala by'obutuukirivu
of righteousness
n'obutukuvu
and holiness
biri mu bulungi
bwonna in all goodness.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Mazima ojja kulabika konga oyagala ebirungi.
Indeed you will appear and you want good things.
Naye bw'olibo byeyagaliza wekka.
If you wish them to yourself alone.
Ekibala eky'obulungi kijja kuba kikulemya.
Fruit of goodness would have failed on it.
Wankatonda.
For God.
Agamanga toyagala teweyagaliza wekka.
And he say you don't wish to only yourself.
Eranga tolowooza ebyo wekka.
You don't think your own oshes alone.
Naye n'ebyabalala.
But even of the others.
Era ebibala ebyo eby'obutuukirivu.
Those fruits of righteousness. Fruits of the spirit.
Biri mu bulungi bwonna.
They are in all goodness.
Ku buli side yonna.
Upon every side.
Mu butuukirivu.
In righteousness.
Ononono ye. Yoyo ayambadde obulungi.
This is the one who is clothed. Ebyambalo
by'obwakatonda.
The clothes and the armor of God.
Tumanyi bulungi.
We know well.
Ebibala ebyo ebiri mu butuukirivu.
Those fruits in righteousness.
Kubanga agamba.
Oh, he says.
Kinokukiriza.
That even faith.
Kuva mu kuulira.
Cometh from hearing. And hearing his
word. Era ndi omuntu akkiriza na mutima gw'okuweebwa obutuukirivu.
Someone believes they had to be given righteousness.
N'agamba nti ekyo kikwate mu mutima gwo.
Hold that in your heart.
Wabaawo ky'okola.
They shouldn't be anything to do.
Ng'okiyita eky'obwakatonda.
And you call it to be of God.
Era ndi kiweesa obutuukirivu.
If it's through righteousness.
Nga si kigambo kya Katonda.
It's not the word of God.
Omuntu yenna asobola okulaga ekibala ekyo.
Any person can show that fruit.
Timazima nze ndi muntu.
Indeed I'm a person.
Atamala gakkiriza.
Just believe.
kubanga ekibala ky'obutuukirivu
nina
okukkirizanga n'okukkiriza kuba nkulira n'okuwa ekigambo kya
katondaonyumya
bino bisitoolibaone ŋŋenda mu
amerikanendeete
ngatteogiraba
erina amafuta
kigambo ki
ekyawandikibwa
buliwo okikkiriza
ebimu
ku bibala eby'obutuukirivu abibuze buli weeyagaliza wekka ebirungi ebibala by'obutuukirivu
bigaanye
evanti nange okubagamba kuba omwoyo
wayagaliza
muganda weebisinga
obulungi
kubanga bibala bya
butuukirivu
ye yabibala ye nga katonda yajja ku nsi n'atwagaliza obulamu
butaggwaawo
yawaayo bubwe
ngaatuwagaliza
ebirungi
ebyereere
era agamba ebibala ebyo biri mu mazima gonna awatali mazima gonna tewali bibala
ebyo
amazima y'ani
kubanga
era tumusoma
mu Yohana 14:6
ng'atugamba nze ku obulamu
n'amazima
omuntu yenna ng'agamba nti kati mbala ebibala bya butuukirivu bya mwoyo amazima ge gamu ku ebyo ebisooka wali obulungi butuukirivu mazima mazima galiwa ye Kristo yayogeddwako mu Yohana
14:6
nze kuba obulamu
n'amazima
ekintu kyonna kye mulikkiriza ekitali
nze tekiweesa
butuukirivu n'atulagira n'agamba
omwoyo
wa Katonda
mu
Yohana 14
ekigambo
n'ayambala omubiri
n'alabisibwa
gye tuli
natumulaba We saw him
as
the child begotten of the Father, filled of grace and truth. But in the Hebrews 10, verse 6,
paka
9-10,
he himself
came in the scroll written about him.
He
spoke in John 5,
39,
that you seek me in scriptures, hoping they will give you eternal
life.
But they all speak of me, and they speak things of Christ.
In the
time you believe scriptures, you believe truth, and truth is Christ.
Believe
what's not scriptures.
Okkiriza obulimba tewali na bibala awo
falsehood there are no scriptures even there no fruits
tewali wo bibala byogenda kubala
fruits you will bear
kubanga ngona bibala ebibala ebyomu
when you bear spiritual fruits
ebibala ebyobutuukirivu
the fruits of righteousness
obeera mu bulungi bwonna
you are in all goodness
weeyagaliza ebirungi n'abalala
wish good to yourself and the others
obeera mu butuukirivu bwonna
you are in all righteousness
obulina okuva mu kukkiriza n'okukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kya katonda n'ekigambo kya katonda bwe bulungi obulabikira mu mazima ebibala ebyo birabikira mu mazima
agali
mu kigambo kya katonda ye bayibuli gye tukutte bw'oyagala okugamba nti onaabala ebibala nga tebiri mu kigambo kya katonda si bibala bya mwoyo si bibala bya butuukirivu gwebeere omanyi mugaya ndimufuna eyo gasitoole gamwe nafudde ennaku ssatu bwe nafudde kaakati omubiri n'enguva bwe
navuddemu
twabadde n'emigugu
kati
nga tuyita kagu
nga
tugenda mu
ggulu
naye abasinga baagudde nga yomugeyene
abagwa
mu geena bayita
akaguwa
n'abagenda mu ggulu bayita
akaguwa
nze nkuwa ebyandikwa nga banonebwa bamalayika kati bane olaba bwe mudda ku sitole n'ozikkiriza n'olowooza
tuzikkiriza
obutuukirivu mazima tujja kuyita akaguwa
fe
twagenda eri yesu nga tukooye era nga tuzitowereddwa n'atutikkula emigogo n'atusuubiza nti ajja kutunona agati gwe ekyokunga nti tugenda yita kaguwanyi sibisomangako wadde ku nabbi yenna oba ani yali atwaliddwa mu ggulu
ntiyayita
kaguwa don't
want things which are not of proof.
There are no
proofs of the Spirit I will bear.
You will
get fear
and it's
not of God.
Bible
speaks in Revelation 22.
20.
Those who fear
and the moral
and the adulterers and the
idolaters
will not enter the kingdom of God.
See,
I get fear, which is not right. The fear of God is to hate
evil.
But I'm afraid that I will carry the past the rope as we go to heaven to struggle. The wrong fear. You shed tears with them. And you begin to shed crocodile tears. When you cry, God will prove that
you will get him out.
After you cry, you move out to commit your sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God,
your crying is not what is onto.
It never moves.
That's why not everyone crying that God helps them. Is it
like that? Whoever
cries, God helps them.
Go
shed your tears, see whether God will give you what causes you to cry.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
words of righteousness
no,
and the holiness. If you say you'll bear fruits of righteousness
no,
and the holiness,
you
cannot bear them when you don't move in goodness. In the righteousness which cometh from faith,
faith
comes from hearing the word of God and from truth which is in the word of God. If you'll be on stories,
these
you have things they put on internet, books, those you get out to read. God says, we don't give time and start. He's going to curse us. Why did God say,
when
in the house of God there is no food, prophets and pastors have stolen it? Now you say,
the
person brings a message that I was in heaven as they shed tears. And the Lord says,
as
written in Malachi, chapter 3,
verses
12, bring an offering. My house will lack food. God rebuked us, he said,
we'll
no more give the tithe. But Lord,
we
bring in your house that doesn't lack food.
Even
the little brood has not been used well.
When your scriptures
say that you are, who is faithful in little
will
be faithful in much.
God,
what's brought in your house is no more eaten in the house.
First Corinthians 3:16.
You say we are your temples
and
of your Holy Spirit.
And
you say
we are your temples and of
your Holy Spirit. Which was given as the need was. God, this one shed tears. These
ones have stolen. Pastors,
they have not helped. They have built their own houses and bought
tractors. Now the message, God
will give them more to steal more. Yet you say, if
you keep it
in the right place, you'll bless us. See where we put it, they have robbed it.
Now
you bring a message,
this
one shed tears. God rebukes both sides, not one.
He
cannot rebuke those who don't give. Yet these few, the little they bring, the one he refuses, is not faithful.
He
makes their blessing be cursed for using them wrongly. Let me ask a question. And you say, you know me, when I get my money, I have drunkards, I help. I meet them, I buy them. And God won't he bless me? I help. You help where?
That's what I told you.
Even times you put in the wrong place,
all your work you end when it's all ruined.
When you
put things where it's not meant to be. People bring such messages and you go read them. I was in hell and I went in the jaw of hell. I left there. I went in the belly of hell. I went in the palm of hell. Hell is like a human being. Don't you see those books? They're out there.
Read
your thing, you'll be given righteousness.
And you get
fear which is not right.
The
job of hell was the most wild place.
Hell has
no order, neither jaw, not anything else. If you bear spirit of fruits, first see the goodness and moves on
in
your life and the general church.
See
that in all righteousness and they try to do righteousness which cometh from believing.
Faith
cometh from hearing the word of God.
Everything
they do is in all truth.
God
wants all people to be saved and rich in knowing all truth.
If
you lie yourself with things not that, you have gotten corrupted like that. Even the fruits of the Spirit, don't expect them. That's why you find a pastor with a posh
assistant
house. And the assistant is in a funny house down there. And wishes himself that is in goodness. They build synagogues and they appear
funny
and they buy posh cars and houses for themselves.
They
expect the fruits of the Spirit there.
Okay.
If you expect that, explain the Ephesians that those fruits of the Spirit, they move on to be in all goodness, in the righteousness, even in the truth. Let's read verse 10. Ephesians 5 verse 10.
Nga mukebera nga mukama waffe kyayagala wechiri. Olwekumi n'olumu. So temusanga kimu n'ebikolwa ebitabala ebyekizikiza. Naye waakiri mubibuulirenga bubuulizi.
You hear what
it is?
We shouldn't join ourselves
with
all fruits of darkness, fruits of ignorance. You don't know the deception of Satan. But even to, just to speak them out.
Ephesians 5
verse 12.
You
know,
when you go speak of them, they are shameful. Fruits of the devils and their ministers, we expose them openly.
We
don't speak names of people.
You
may see the other of Kawala.
He keeps
rings and the trees.
Yani.
Who is that one? You don't give them out, come out and then agile.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
fruits of unrighteousness. Get back to verse 1 in chapter 5. He says this. Ephesians 5 from verse 1.
Kale mugobererenga Katonda nga abaana abaagalwa. Olunyolo okubiri. Era mutambulirenga mukwagala. Era nga Kristo bwe yabaagala mmwe. Neyewaayo ku lwaffe okubeera ekirabo era saddaka eri Katonda. Okubeera evvumbe eriwunya obulungi. Olwokusatu. Naye obwenzi.
Kasita mubulabako.
If you see of that,
no
fruits are failed on you. Those of righteousness and holiness have failed.
know
yourself and say, also I am not righteous. According to what I call myself,
that
I am in the word I hear it, and I do it. Because I help and I give.
Okay.
What about fornication? What is your stand in it?
Ephesians
5:3.
Nayo wenzi n'obugwagwa bonna n'okwegomba n'okwogerebwa tebyogerwangako mumwe.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
Have you heard what is?
Ndi obwenzi.
That fornication.
Obugwagwa
bonna.
Ebintu ebitasaana ebiryawo. Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus, man.
Okwegomba.
Covetousness.
Omanyi kanisa sema ina
chaya kutuka. No church, I don't know what reached
no, you. No, ita kunyumba ya
abe. You pass someone's house.
No, gambe yon jitu
wabe. You say, I take that house.
No, genda kumoto kayo mtu. No, jisimbe
ni. And you touch your hand on it.
Jitu wabe.
I take it in the name of Jesus.
Okwe gomba kwa kube.
Why are you so covetous like that?
Katuna ya tuonda yobi bie
bie bie bie. Break your own things like
those. Mwajinda konga nunji gamba mkama.
Wait, tell God.
Ne yange ringe yo mkama anjirizi.
Mind like that, Lord, I'm waiting for it.
Tojitu wala si
yo. Don't take this one, it's not yours.
Amen.
Ni imu ruko lebamu katu ewenjo gerera.
As I speak.
Bulichara baka achie gomba.
Everything they see, they covet it.
Umwara na arabana akabina kama.
And the girl sees the palm.
Akabina konga tuwara.
I take that palm for mine is small.
Okutuwara kwa...
If you take it, they remain with what?
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish this verse.
Ephesians 5:3. Na yo wenzi no bugwagwa bonna. N'okwegomba n'okwogerebwa tebyogerwangako mumwe nga bwe kigwanira abatukuvu.
Kazita weganda oli mutukuvu.
Claim your holy.
Ebyokwegomba gomba bive nako.
Things of coveting, give up on it.
Bwosanga ekirungi gamba mukama.
If you find a good thing,
olina ebirungi ebirala ebiringa ebyo bingi.
More good things like those many. I ask you, give me of those.
Don't
covet which is not worthy.
No,
find you money, but you're desiring what I'm clothing.
Coveting.
You pray prayers if God forced them in me.
And
the woman
sitting
there.
She
said, Lord, if the apostle is my husband,
gamba mkama kutole ya ringanzo wa ringa msumba kusa tuwe gomba gomba bitari
don't covet where it's not worthy.
Karunda ye mvumbi ye mtozi mkamba kutonde lechira lechiri ingecho
another like that
ya biyokira yobu mmekeyo
you spoke it in where
aga manti ninevi runje
I have many good things.
Amen.
Ne kanisa watu kuwe olimu wanka wanka olimu kwe gomba gomba bulicheo sanze
everything you find
mbo olimu tukuvu
that you're holy.
No singa na bana bori bakuze kuzemba
miaka wewe. They have grown literally.
No gabo batwa na mlinya Yesu.
I take those in the name of Jesus, they are mine.
Wa manje abaiso bakuze
tuka. You know why you pass them to reach them to that level?
Otambula wego mbagomba buli kosanze.
You covet everything you find.
Ugwo wenzi kuti ali awo.
Fornication is there.
Buli musajja gora omulaba mu
figure. You see a figure for you in him.
Bweto kigwanidde abatukuvu okubeera bwe
bantu.
Wega amanti oli mutukuvu naye wekebera olabe.
But check yourself, see.
Buli kirungi kyosingane wabanno
ndi kicho. Okitwala. You take it.
Nikya kuyingira muno enkitwale woyo simanje wakijja.
Where you got that, take it. I don't know where you got it from.
Eyo jo twalide n'emizimu.
It's where you've taken even demons.
Ngam nabi obuli magamba. Kankano goro mukono wakitwale. Chicha!
It is coming. And you too, you capture it, take it.
Toche buzana kwebuzo obachichi obachichi.
What is coming, you just take it.
Yes, he was.
Praise me. Jesus.
Kare no beera omungeri ofanagana
bwetu. Appear in a way like that.
Kwegomba,
you are coveting.
kukola bintu ebitaliimu.
Do things worthy.
Agamba nti tuwaba omuntu yenanga agamba nti mutukufu.
The first they are holy.
Ebibala bino bino ebibala ebyekizikiza tebirabika gyali.
Darkness should appear in them.
Obutali butukuvu, uncleanness.
Uncleanness.
Ebikolwa ebyekko.
Which are unclean.
Nobera ngoli n'empisa zonna
mvu. There you have wrong rotten character.
Mbuno okunganya mbuna oli mutukufu.
Gather due to you are holy.
Manya tuli mutukufu nonya butukuvu
kati. Holy, seek for it now. You have not reached there.
You have
a child of God, God like that has wise king.
You see, we are holy.
The gospel we hear in the
knowledge
comes to that we are clean already. Tell you your fruits are very shameful. You're not a single of it.
Till
you worked for it and become it.
Right,
this is not clothed like a kanzu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As you say,
white garments to think that they are righteous.
You may think
that Ben is in America is holy because in white suits every time.
Benny in Luganda. Kuranga ya abera masuti kamachi.
White suits, white and shoes.
Nunga kati.
And you said now.
Oyo mtukufu
bana.
He is holy.
God commanded him cloth white, specific. Let me tell you, brother,
you think
things differently. But the world should realize
and
this. And the one thinking to be holy, right?
Let
think of fruits of righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 5, verse
4. Ne wankubadde ebinyumizibwa eby'obusiru. Ne wankubadde okubalaata.
Kakati ebintu bino.
Now the thing.
Ebintu byonna ebyensonyi.
All things shameful.
Kwange ebyensonyi kanisa ate ekola bingi
nnaku. Things are shameful. Church does plenty these days.
Neyambala enkunami.
And they cloth mini skirts.
Abasajja ne bakola enviiri.
Men plait hair.
Ne basogga amatu.
And they put earrings in the ears.
Abakazi ne basalako
obusige. Eyelashes.
Ne babutunuza waggulu.
Paint upwards.
Ne bambala obugoye obutasaana.
And the clothing is worthless.
Nga butundu tundu wewe.
And they have clothes.
Nga byansonyi biswaza.
And they are shameful.
Bakyala baba suba.
Pastor's wife.
Atula wali erina ajira.
She sits and cuts off like
this.
And this sees all the access to herself.
Mbuna limbi bale byobutukirivu batukuvu.
Of righteousness they are holy.
Nga muli ne byensonyi byonna.
They have all shameful things.
Nemusese abantu ebitasaana.
Make people laugh funny laugh.
Muri mubibale
byobutukirivu.
What a moyo gwese.
Get the spirit of laughter.
Ogwesanyu.
Of joy.
No tani kosiko.
And begin to laugh.
Ngabikwashe. Eba nange.
We wonder.
Abantu abatukuvu.
People holy. And those righteous.
Bebo bweba tebabe.
Those like that.
Ebi ebibale byomoyo.
Those are the fruits of the spirit.
Ebibale byobutukirivu.
Fruits of righteousness.
Ngamukolira dali ebyensonyi.
If you do things shameful.
Kuliisa abantu middo.
Feeding people eat grass.
Musumba,
pastor,
Mbunabi,
that a prophet,
asabira
prays for a man,
ekitundu nechiva,
and his privacy comes out, and they capture on camera.
Mnabi, a prophet, asabira
prays for a pregnant woman to give birth, camera. And they focus the camera as she gives birth. Those things you've done
never been
spiritual fruits in the
and
you've realized two people all along your cloth sheepskin. Another tells another you're going to kiss yourself.
This is called mass wedding.
Kiss yourself. The best to do it. We give 1 million and people begin to kiss themselves. Now you think a sheep.
But the wolf is down there.
He's
up, he puts a sheepskin.
The
pastor to tell people kiss public, the best to do it gets 1 million. You know that is so immoral in the heart and in the mind. Let's reveal this verse. Ephesians 5:4. Many shameful things are many.
There
are foolish talks.
The
vision of a man that is in the church.
Okay.
You've had your mother do that. He was beating her in the bedroom. And she was crying. She was crying. Wow. And the prophet puts those voices.
That
you always
desire. Yeah,
you desired who?
Musumba
negombia gwe. Pastor desired you, and me, I am warming up for you.
Kakati mwe bantu mwe.
Now you people.
Muna bikoko abijute mutegera ngachabaita kunonya bwakabaka bwakatona.
No butoke livubu. His righteousness.
Nebo amaronno nyo bwakabaka no buzura ngabwe twasomye.
And discover as we study.
Ye moyo wa mukama ne mire muje.
Spirit of God and his
word. Butoke livubu na.
Gospel in all righteousness.
No nyo butoke livubu.
If you see for righteousness.
Uva mukiza nokirize ekigambo kya Katonda.
Believe in the word of God.
Uva nyimaro chiuli.
After hearing it.
No,
and you do acts of righteousness and you get holiness.
What are the
fruits of righteousness and holiness?
There
we have you.
And
they speak all vulgar
words.
Look at the congregation.
They are
seated laughing over such words.
Although
you are all immoral with him.
You say
we
wait
to go to heaven. Jesus is coming
for us.
Which, whose heaven are you going to?
Your
fruits report you.
And
he doesn't accuse only those doing
it.
Even those who support those actions. You speak funny words. Funny words. It's not a spiritual, it's not a fruit of the spirit. Is it joking? People speak that it's not joking. Speaking funny words is another. Who knows who can explain it clear to us? A person can begin to speak, I can put poison for you in the food. Funny words. But you will not die. And they put them in it. You end up dying.
Funny
words is nearer to lies, almost is a liar.
He
speaks that you will not die.
Yet
we are going to die.
That's
Lucifer of Satan.
He
came speaking else, yet he's lying. In Genesis 3, said the woman, you will not die.
God knows
of the tree you'll be like him.
What
is joking? He's joking. He's meaning it.
You're
going to die.
Ephesians 5:4. Ebitasana naye wakiri okwebazanga olwokutaano kubanga ekyo mukitegeerera ddala nga tewali mwenzi oba mugwagwa oba yeegomba yoyo asinze ebifaananyi alina obusika mu bwakabaka bwa Kristo ne Katonda
kazi tomala n'obeera n'ebintu ebyo kubanga bye bibala by'obutuukirivu nga tobirina
olina ebibala
ebitali bya butuukirivu.
Those are fruits of unrighteousness.
You straight know the kingdom has failed. If you seek the kingdom of God to inherit it, also seek for its righteousness. Not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As we summarize and as we close, he says this in the Galatians. Galatians 5 and the verse
22.
Galatians
5:22.
The fruits of the Spirit, fruits of righteousness and holiness, love which is fronted. What is love? That is God.
That's
why Bible says,
1
John chapter 4:16, that God is the love.
Love
has plenty definitions. If you want to be proven with love,
the
fruits called love, you have to go to 1 Corinthians 13. Explain you that love is patient. It easily whatever gives itself. Love has plenty of definitions.
After
read all those four, not to pass them through today, which explains the fruit of love that now you have it.
Have to
go read 1 Corinthians 13.
It
explain to you fruit of love, ingredients in it, all of them.
But let's
read you a little. We read there
1 Corinthians 13
verse 4.
Okwagala kugumikiriza.
One of the
ingredients in the fruit of love, which proves the fruits of righteousness and the holiness, fruits of the Spirit.
Verse Corinthians 13
verse
4.
Love is kind.
Some
ingredients in the fruit called love, there is kindness. As you have any kindness in you,
okwagala tekuba na nugu. Okwagala tekwe kulumbaza. Tekwe gurumiza. Tekukola bitasana. Tekunonya byako. Tekunyiga. Tekusiba ubi ku moyo. Tekusanyukira bitali bya butukirivu. Naye kusanyukira wamu na mazima.
You had this love. The fruit of love,
the fruit of
righteousness and holiness, in it all ingredients. As you go get an apple fruit,
and
you eat it as if you feel sugar, salt, as if an aroma in it. Inside it are ingredients. Someone says that they are holy or they are righteous.
They
fail to hold love and its ingredients. They lie to themselves. Let's get back to Galatians.
Galatians 5:22. Okusanyuka.
The joy.
Bo singana nga temuyinza kusanyuka.
You find you cannot rejoice.
Mu kigambo kya Katonda.
In the word of God.
Okusanyuka okuli gentle.
Rejoicing which is gentle and clear.
Omanya ibala by'omwoyo bannange.
You know, fruit of the Spirit.
Ibala by'obutuukirivu n'obutukuvu
tebiriyo. Righteousness and holiness, they are not there.
Wenunku wangu osanyuka ne bannange.
You must rejoice with your brethren. In the
world,
even in the holy rejoicing.
Some
of us frown our faces. Me, I have my character, as we say. I rejoice with brethren. What is that?
Galatians 5:22.
Emirembe.
You hear of peace.
Emirembe gino.
This peace
giva mu njiri y'emirembe.
Comes from the gospel of peace.
Eragama nga birungi ebigere byabo.
How good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace.
Era
if you are in the gospel of peace, those who have been attacked by demons, evil spirits, the failure, they go away and get been the fruits of righteousness. And you see of the peace and you say indeed, here we are on the right track. If you see peace come,
we are
in the Holy Spirit and the righteousness.
Galatians 5:22.
Okugumikiriza. Echisa. Obulungi. Okukiriza.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Okugumikiriza.
Patience. You know how God is holy. And he too is patient.
Very
much 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 8 to 10,
that's
patient, not wanting to destroy us,
for he is
righteous and is holy.
Because
fruits of righteousness and holiness, there is patience. Even God too is patient.
You know
what as its gentleness.
Okubera nga mulabika mu mbeera etegeerekeka.
Appear in a way which is clear.
Si kubera funny funny.
Not to appear funny.
Murukuba mwarukuka muryawo temutegeerekeka.
Because your Savior all appear funny.
Usingana omuntu yenga tagolola.
Find someone they don't iron. They don't plait hair.
Tebasa mbunno simanyi.
When they would do that, the world would have taken them.
Gentleness,
is that the gentleness you do?
You
have to honor yourself. Even to wait.
You have to
honor the others.
You must have
the order of God.
Which your people
righteous and holy as their gods.
Funny.
Not to appear funny.
Find
people speaking, you to intervene immediately.
God has
given you a gap to speak with you. And you come begin to speak your words. Why? You have to
Bible
be gentle.
Another
speaker.
You
begin to intervene.
You will learn
fruits of righteousness and holiness.
And the
these ones in heaven are still on the world.
We
move well in the kingdom of heavens.
And
we manifest the kingdom of God. You can begin to wait for space that you may speak also. And not just come intervene direct. You be gentle. That's why God. We cannot be studying here and that he raises up someone in the
condition.
Hey! I have been saying, you repent.
My friend,
God is not of disorder and confusions, he's of order.
We study
and the one who comes and is speaking tongues, you
pastor,
and those spiritual fruits yourself, those righteousness and holiness, those your confusions,
the
churches of the devils out there.
Fruits
of righteousness and holiness.
You
tell them, wait, I will not speak.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
What do order again? A mass.
The order moving on. Another stands up.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You yourself, what is wrong with you?
Abantu bali omanye kanisa okubanga teragade ibara
byobutukirivu in the spirit fruits of righteousness
no butukuvu
nga bali
yawo mbanti abuya
owe byuma the one of
peace twinga
peace will beat the drums
nemo gezo bikona ko sawa jino
do it this time
musumba gondi There
we bear the fruit of gentleness.
Then
outside
the word,
nene mbera mukanisa ngatinga kanisa
in the church no order
tuba tusoma
as we study
omuzimu
the demon and it speaks on the person funny noise
geso tuaba malaika tuaba gambe da buli muzimu kwanga lokole kujjo bakutukwa atire
they arrested outside there
tetwagala no bintu byaku tawanya mbera za butukirivu
na butukufu of righteousness and holiness.
Tusoma butukufu na butukirivu
wate muzimu jiyengide the demons have intervened to come.
Abagalatia esula ya kutano nyolwa biri mwe biri.
Galatians 5:22.
Obulungi. Okukiriza.
Tulina okuba n'obulungi.
We have to have goodness.
Omanyibwa otuka ku ntebe ya Katonda.
When you reach the throne of God.
Muzaburi 14.
The Psalms 104.
Yebisoma sana ngeche
ya. Have covered yourself with the sun like a garment.
Waka yakana walungi.
It's shining its good.
Kubanga bwabanga mutukirivu
eranga mutukuvu and his righteous
atito yiza singananga amasati ga Katonda baga sugdao
find the shirts of God thrown down there
ubaba amuje mwe byambalo babishuge sugdao
garment thrown them round there
ubanga wali
for where is
wali ngenziki za kibirabira
where is and it's all like darkness the forest
uruwo kubanti ebibala obutukirivu abulina
he has righteousness and the holiness
ali no bulungi
he has goodness.
Manyumu ni muna wabarokole.
Zenaroku
kandina mutukirifu.
Atenga
tonyiriza ya achi.
And why should I polish my shoe?
Ajara jikubye gubye.
And they come to polish. Don't iron.
Agama kastro mtima guwa gorora na ichigambo cha Katonda.
As long as the heart was made up.
Gundi nede biba natubili no kudabika kwa
wewe. Fruits have to appear outside.
Tetuganyo tukuzibwa munda.
Yes, you're cleansed inside.
Netu inza kubeira onga gwa kamwa kaunya.
But you can't
be kastaka vamwe chigambo cha Katonda
nalifayo. And say as long as the word of God comes out, what do I care?
Ah. Muva mwe chigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God comes.
Oburungi bwachi.
What is goodness for?
Oburungi mwesi bugwao.
Goodness of the world is like a flower.
Owange obuba bugwone bakugamba. Mubiro byabo tobukoyisa bulungi.
Seasons you don't use it well.
Ambuze chibujo. Olwe kuba bimuli bigenda kukala.
Because flowers are to
obitema wonga bimera.
And you cut them out when they are growing.
Obo bireka nabikole biro byabo.
Let them do their season work.
Bimiri kala nebitemwa.
When they would dry they will be cut away.
Because
flesh and blood not going to heaven. Now you ignore yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Fruits of faith. You must have faith. That one faith we have.
Bible
speaks of it in Ephesians 4.
Start in
verse 1 saying, we have one faith. Our Lord is one.
Romans 10:17
says,
comes
from hearing the word of God. That is enough. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of righteousness.
And
don't believe anything else.
Except
if it's the word of God.
I don't want
stories you are inventing yourselves.
Then
bear the fruit of righteousness and holiness. That's why God never gives up on his word.
He watches
over it, for the fruit of faith begins from him.
He said,
do not send his word and turn back
for it
till it's accomplished all. And he watches over his word in great faith. He
says,
whoever will add on it,
I'm
going to add punishments on them. Whoever will subtract from my words, I'm going to subtract them from the portion of life. But yes, things which are not as if they are. Is that no faith? It shows the righteousness of God and the holiness.
eranga twagala okubeera nga bwali
tubala
ebyo byonna
katuyite
mubwangu
quickly move
Bagalati esula ya 5 olunyo lwa 23
Galatians 5:23
obuwombeefu okwegendereza
obuwombeefu
meekness
n'okwegendereza
self control
obuwombeefu togenda ng'otambula mu kkubo
ng'oli bw'oti don't go on the roads as you like that that you are meek and humble it's not that meekness, humility of the heart which appears in the outward and you can listen to others you
can
be careful you don't rush to speak but you wait and you can control yourself if you tell us here feel I want to speak God is saying something I want to speak I can't bear it friends control yourself it's a spiritual gift and it's of righteousness self control
we shall
ask that spirit which is in
you
that which contains its own fruits
that
spirit would have been holy the one commanding us to do those fruits and feel I cannot control myself King David who speaks the Psalms he wants to write them and the speech is sharing him like an iron and this whole shaking like he's writing one Psalms he's doing rough work those things of stubbornness
you
be gentle meek people that they preach the gospel and the spirit and they say you woman that tumor is it not there down there
friends
fruits of the spirit
be people
that you tell them they have tumor and
you
speak how their susu is why do you speak that
say you woman
God says you have a sickness you have but you will come my prayer for you
they know it
even God reveals it
if you want to come
I thank God I got sick
in
the private parts
and
God healed me but
you
don't have any self control
you
don't have it you are human that your that your organ is it not like this. Is he not sick? The Lord Jesus told the woman at the well that where is your husband? And she said he's not there. He said you've spoken right. Even the one even the five who were before, they are not yours.
It was not able
control to have wisdom.
You
prostitute.
The other
five men you went with, where are they? Let's finish here. Galatians 5:23.
Okwegendereza. Kubiringa ebyo tewali mateeka.
Kubiringa ebyo.
Na
mateeka gabate gakya kunonya.
The laws are no more.
Ogenda kuba.
You're going to steal.
Ogenda kuina ntigali okiga kuvunani.
Morality they choose you.
Kubanga gogere eri aba abakole ebyo.
Pick those doing that.
Bobo yenda.
If you commit adultery, he said, do not commit adultery.
Bona abato yenda gana ayogerashi.
If you don't commit adultery, what will the laws speak?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Against
such, if you bear fruits of righteousness and holiness, fruits of the Spirit, those no more trouble you.
Don't steal and you don't steal. You read them and you say, okay.
Well,
thank you for helping me not to steal. This law would have been speaking to me now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As he speaks in the Colossians, I think today we have one service.
Amen.
Those who come late today, you've knocked. You want to make it religious things,
the
things of religion, that every day we shall be in that order. The Spirit is the one who guides. After we finish, we praise God and we give up praise and we go home. You be there all hook on things of religion. Those you pray Mary every year to year. You don't have any other prayer there.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. If you hold things like that, I'll go in the second service.
You
come when we have one service like today.
Amen. Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Aha.
Let's read Colossians 3 and the verse 12. Colossians 3, verses 12.
Kale mwambalenga ngabalonde ba Katonda. Abatukuvu era abagalwa.
You hear what happens?
Mwambalenga abalonde ba Katonda.
You clothe us the elect of God.
Abatukuvu.
Those holy.
Abatukuvu bagenda ko na chechirala.
Those holy, what else goes with them?
These
you read down are what follow you.
Here
they put those holy and they put what follows the holy. Repeat this verse.
Colossians
3:12.
Kale mwambalenga ngabalonde ba Katonda. Abatukuvu. Era abagalwa
nti ekibala ekyobutuukirivu ekirala
ekyobutukuvu holiness
oyina okubanga oli mwagalwa eri Katonda
a beloved to God
ngonawo okikola erufuuka mukwano gwa Katonda
work it to become a friend of God.
Ani mukwano gwa Katonda?
Who is a friend of God? Bible speaks of them in John
15
that the one is speaks two secrets of the household.
All
secrets of the kingdom of heavens. The fruits of holiness.
They drove
God never to retain any secret to himself
but
your beloved to him. And you wish others to become. Let's briefly explain this
one.
The beloved,
fruits
of holiness.
Bila bikanga mbutufu na uri mwagalwa nyeri Katonda.
Indeed you are a beloved before God.
Eranga Katonda chayinza kukuweka chintu chono uri mukwano
gwe. No more hide you anything, you are his friend.
Era yagamba Daniel.
And he told Daniel,
think
of that word.
Kubanga uri mwagalwa
nyo. For you highly esteemed and the beloved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
in the John he says,
I no more
call you
servants,
but my friends
and
the beloveds.
Let's read John
15
John 15 from verse 14.
Mwe muli mikwano gyange bwe mukola bye mbalagira. Olunyole 15. Sikyabayita baddu kubanga omuddu tamanyi mukama we byakola. Naye mbayise ba mukwano kubanga byonna bye nawulira eri kitange mbibabuulidde mmwe.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Abatakyakuyita na muddu muddu mu nyumba ye.
A mere servant in his household.
Mu nyumba ya Katonda.
In the household of God.
Aba kuyita mwagalwa.
He calls you a beloved.
Kubanga akabonera akalaga atandika okukubikkulira ebyama byonna.
begins to reveal to you all the secrets which concerns his household, which makes heavens and earth.
He
reveals you in hell there is this, in the stars there is this,
there's
even the first heaven, even the second, even the third.
You know
there's heaven above the heavens, my son. That's where we began.
It
tells you everything. And you know, yes.
I've
begun to become righteous and holy. For the fruits of righteousness and holiness, I've begun to see them. They appear my way. We bear much fruits of righteousness. Others we forget those of holiness.
But
it is hard to forget them.
Kubanga biku demanding
of you fruits of righteousness.
The fruits of righteousness.
Why don't you reveal me this?
He
told Daniel,
when
you
are
a highly esteemed and Daniel 10 told him,
I've come to you, but written
the scriptures of truth.
It's
to tell them to you. Power spirit on you to reveal you all. If all these manifested in the church, indeed we would have been beloved. But we had reached the point
that
there's no more revelation.
But
we know nothing even of in heaven.
So
we refuse to seek the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness.
And
we did know righteousness,
neither
the holiness.
And we did know
fruits of righteousness and holiness.
So
if we knew them,
we would
have worked much to see that we bear them.
Has
the nation given the call? God has called us beloved.
That's why he
reveals all these words to us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yokana esura ya 15 olunyiriryo lwe 15
John 15 verse 15
Sikyabaita baddu kubanga omuntu tamanyi bya mukamawe byakola naye mbayise mba mikwano kubanga byonna bye nawulira eri kitange mbibabuulidde mmwe
olidde ekibeerawo.
You heard what happens.
Okubeera okubala ekibala ky'okubeera omwagalwa.
Bear a fruit of being a beloved.
Akawulira kanaka kasanga ddala okibaze.
A sign which will prove you bear it. It's a fruit of righteousness. God to tell you all. As the Father reveals them to Jesus
in
Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God the Father gave him and revealed it to his servant John and sent him his angel. Everything.
The
fruit of being a beloved of God,
of
holiness, causes him reveal them to you.
But
you know that these fruits had gotten lost from church, and there's no more revelation.
And
people twist the word of God,
and
subtract and add in it, and they tell us they got revealed.
Yet
they have brought twisted and subtracted from them. Let's get back in the Colossians.
Colossians 3
verse 12.
Kale mwambalenga ng'abalonde ba Katonda, abatukuvu era abaagalwa, omwoyo w'ekisa obulungi.
Bamuyise omwoyo w'ekisa. Compassion.
Compassionate.
You
are compassionate. To have mercy. To helping.
God who
just helped us when we got destroyed, loved us, gave his son, and he gave his son, and he had compassion on us, and he had compassion on us.
And
he said, I'm not leave you as orphans, for you need compassion,
you need
the comforter, the helper. I see some raise a hand. That way we do it is of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Raise a hand and you ask. And not to place where you are. Something I'm saying and you're just proceeding on. Praise the Jesus, brethren. I'm evangelist Topaz. I'm questioning to get enlightened on the verse 15. John 15 verse 15. I no more call you servants.
The
servant doesn't know his master's business. But I've called you friends. All that I had from the Father I've told them to you. This word I heard. As if he said he did not know them before. For we see Christ knowing all things of the Father. He spoke them in Genesis 1:26. And the Father said, let's make man in our image. And he said in Genesis 2:18, it's not good for man to be alone. And the Genesis 3:22, that man has become like one of us.
Now,
God Father, master planner. If he doesn't say speak this, they don't speak it.
It's spoke in
the John 16 verse 12 to down. All that I have is for my Father.
And that's why I said
you'll get from mind the spirit
of truth. The Father is the Father.
He doesn't come and say, let me go and speak them. Praise Jesus much. Let me go speak them. It's you upon knowing the Father.
First
John is broken. The three agree.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Even
though he knows them,
his Father
is the one who tells him speak of this one.
The
three agree on them. Let's go speak of that one. I think you've understood me well. Even
that's
I'm no more calling you servants. You still not know me household. Let me tell you what happens. When you found a servant on the way to work for money, you tell them, dig for me this portion. They know I'm going to plant where they don't know. They don't. It's not their business. They work, they give them their money, they go. And many of the servants are like that. They serve God for the cars and the houses. God gives them to them, that he doesn't tell them anything.
The
issues of eternal life, they are not counted on it.
Yeah,
they have been servants.
And they want to
give me a house. Let me give you the car and the house. I will not tell you any of the secrets in heaven. What I tell you speak, this is what you speak and go. Those are servants, they are not revealed.
They
don't move on, get light of knowledge. And their servants.
They don't know
what's in heaven and what's not there.
They
read the Bible like this. And they get one verse. And that's what they have given them. And they play with one verse. Now you cease to be a mere servant. Become a friend of God. It's a fruit of righteousness and of holiness. To be a friend of God. To be a beloved of God. The beloved. We have the most beloved, Christ. When he loved the world, he gave out his one begotten son. Those who followed him were like Daniel. Them to become beloveds. For you are highly esteemed and beloved. But Christ is the only mwagala yeka. This one is highly esteemed Daniel, but not relevant to Jesus. The rest can fit all there. And we are highly beloved. But we are not the only.
Jesus,
he differentiates him from us.
Boy,
he got beyond us in things of righteousness. He loved righteousness and he hated evil. God is God.
And
him the anointing of joy above all his other brethren. Hebrews 1 explains that. In the time you love righteousness and you hate evil, God puts filters you out among the many. Let's finish here.
Bakolosai esula ya kusatu olinyole kuminesi
Colossians 3 verses 12.
Kale mwambalenga ngabalonde bakatonda abatukuvu era abagalwa omoyo gwechisa obulungi
kindness.
Kindness etegeza aje
kind chisa
bulungi. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kindness, chichi.
What is kindness?
The
one who explains kindness. In Uganda, they call it what? Chisa.
Chisa bulungi.
Kind is not goodness.
Baba we opazenda alwari.
Hello? Praise the Lord. In my language, that's ateso.
Muruteso.
Kindness means being generous.
Kindness yemotwaga omugabi.
Somebody who's not greedy.
Omuntu ataina mululu.
Somebody who gives freely and does not expect to get back.
Atenga tasubira kusasulibwa muchagabye.
That is what we call kindness. Oyo
kwe tuita omuntu alina ekisa.
Thank you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Hoping
you've got an explained way. Well. You know, when God gives us, not every time expects that we to give him back.
But
when he puts tithe and the offerings, at times you dodge it. But it's the one who gave you.
You
think, won't he have freaking you, killed you immediate? He gives.
You
don't expect that you give him back.
He
puts it for a test to test
ourselves.
If we two can be good givers, who help, who have mercy which is holy. You know, there's mercy which is not holy. It made King Akab be killed for it. And he acted merciful more than God. And he helped the one God was haunting.
Colossians
3:12.
Obutefu.
Humbleness.
Obukaka mu magezi oba mu birowoozo.
Humbleness in minds and thoughts.
If
you don't just rush in thinking, even in deciding, it takes God the spirit of counsel of the season and times as is holy. Just keep having thoughts which are on and off. Give himself to changing. Those are fruits of holiness. Don't change even if you swear. It's what it tells us here in the Psalms.
He
will be in the household of the Lord.
He
must have fruits of righteousness and holiness. Before we read there, let's finish here.
Colossians 3,
verses 12.
Okugumikiriza ole 13 ngamuzi binkirizagananga era ngamusonyiwagananga mwekana mweka omuntu yenabo abeeranga nensonga ku muntu munne era mukama waffe bwe yabasonyiwa mmwe era nammwe bwe mutyo
bagamba ntubeere n'okusonyiwa.
So forgiveness among ourselves, if there are contentions, and let's forgive. We copy from the Holy One God. Said, be holy just as I am holy. Forgive just as Christ did to us. When we came on the world, we contended him, say he's not a son of God. And when we asked forgiveness, before we for forgiveness, he forgave us. While on the cross they forgive, for they don't know what they do. Not every time that forgiving someone, you're going to wait them come and apologize. In the fruits of holiness, you shouldn't keep anger on the heart. That doesn't do the righteousness of God.
And
even forgive someone before they come to apologize, that's the fruit of righteousness. There are some of us. Someone does not apologize your way, you don't forgive them. When will they come to apologize? If it's not like that, people who transgress those who check from the body, they will apologize to who? Example, you transgressed your father. He checked from the body. You want to be forgiven. You apologize to who? For if you forgive that person,
you will
convince them to apologize to
God. Yes, we was when you
praise Jesus much.
So we're waiting how to before
forgive someone before they apologize. Forgive them. Don't wait for them to apologize away. For God loved the world and he gave his son.
He cast
on us to give the son.
Immediately
forgave before he gave him. Not taking him, condemn the world. But the world be saved from him. And
he
said in 2 Corinthians 5 that he was in his son reconciling with us. And he didn't count in a sin on us.
So
now the fruit of holiness,
you can forgive
for someone comes. Apologize your way.
Not
every time you wait, they apologize to you that you forgave.
Maybe
they have to apologize. And if it's on women, sinned on me, he has to apologize. He has to apologize.
I'm
not forgiving him. Things like that will take them away and be a man. Don't begin to uplift yourself. If don't come, apologize or not forgive them. You know, the things God's forgiven you when you did repent them. For he is holy and doesn't keep anger, because that is the love, the fruit of righteousness.
If you keep
anger
of
righteousness you don't have, mostly the fruit of
love.
Perhaps you have some of those.
About
to be eaten and finished.
Or
lacking other fruits. Let's finish.
Colossians 3:14.
If you want to get perfect in becoming holy, love binds up all. You've already understood it well.
That's written in
1 Corinthians 13. In all, we clothe the spirit of fruits. To be clothed of righteousness and holiness.
Yes, he was
praise well. Jesus much.
After
God came to be holy, or as he began and is holy, he clothed righteousness and holiness. And Bible speaks of him in Psalms 104,
in
the verse 1, and it says this.
Zaburi esura ya 14 olinyo lusoka.
Psalms 104 verse 1.
Webaze mukama gwe meme yange. Ayi mukama katonda wange, oli mukulu nnyo. Oyamba de kitibwa n'obulungi. Olinyo lokubiri. Eyebiko musana nge chambalo. Atimbe gulunge gigi.
You hear
what happens on him.
Ay, Mukama.
Oh Lord.
You are
so good.
Oyamba do burunji.
You clothe goodness.
Ero musano wamba denge jamba.
Clothe the sun or the light like a garment.
Obanyi mukubikulirwe suleri okutano.
No, in Revelation
5. Bagamanti amagezi.
There's a wisdom.
Echitiwa, the honor, obugaga,
the wealth,
obuyinza,
the authority. They are all yours. But we wrap up like this
to
clothe our clothing righteousness and holiness in the Ephesians 6.
The summary
of the spirit of fruits of righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 6.
Ephesians
6 from verse 10.
Echenko merero, mubenga na amanyi mukama wafe, ne mubuinzo obwa amanyi gen. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda.
Ebyokulwanyisa bya Katonda
byonna. All the weapons of God.
Bila bikira mbutuukirivu n'obutukufu.
Righteousness and holiness. Let's read we here.
Abefeso sura ya mukaga, olinyole 10.
Ephesians 6, 10.
Echenkomero mbenga n'amanyi mukama wafe ne mbuinzo bw'amanyi ge. Olunyolo 11. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinze ng'okuyimira eri enkwe za Sitaani. Olw'12. Kubanga tetumegana na musaayi na mubiri. Wabula n'abaamasaza, n'ab'obuyinza, n'abafuga ensaba mu kizikiza kino. N'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu. Olw'13. Kale mutwalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinze ng'okuguma ku lunaku olubi. Era bwe mulimala okukola byonna, musobole okuyimirira.
Amina.
Olw'14. Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima.
Gana amazima tugamanyi.
We know of this truth.
Kibala nakyo eky'omwoyo.
It's also a fruit of the Spirit.
Obe kibala eky'obutuukirivu.
Or fruit of righteousness.
Amazima mukiwato.
The truth in the waist.
Togenda kugesibanga lukoba.
Do not tie it like a belt to you.
Nayo kunywerera mazima.
But to tighten, get strengthened in truth.
Yokana 14:6 mukaga geegamba.
John 14:6 speaks all.
Ngaye Yesu.
And that is Jesus.
Tomuva kotosagasagana.
Don't shift from him, you don't meander.
Oyajja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa
muwandiko. The one who came in the scroll written about him.
Bibulaniya 10 mukaga paka 8.
Ten six to eight.
Era n'agamba Abayudaaya.
He told the Jews.
Yokana
John 5:39. That they look in the scriptures, hoping in them there is life.
And
all speak of him as the life. They speak of his.
That's
the truth you have to get strengthened with.
And
put on the clothing of righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 6:14.
Eranga mwes muyimirirenga eranga mwesibyo mchiwato cha mwamazima eranga mwambadde ekyo mchifuba ekyo butukirivu
ekyo mchifuba ekyo butukirivu
the blessed fruit of righteousness
watulabide ibale ebyo butukirivu byonna
fruits of righteousness all of them
obutukirivu uva mukukiriza
righteousness coming from believing
ngo kukiriza okuva mukoyana ko ekigambo kya Katonda
coming from hearing the word of God
Ephesians 6:14 Unyole 15 eranga munani se mubigere okwete kateko okwanjiri ye mirembe
mubigere bya
feet in our feet
tunanikiyo enjiri
let's cross there the gospel
ngatutambulira mu njiri ye mirembe
as we move in the gospel of peace
enjiri iyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness
bwakabaka bwa
mukuru in the kingdom of heaven
ngatutesetese burungi
and we've prepared it very well
ngo mubalagwe ekigambo kya Katonda bwe
guri as the rhythm of God's word is
ebiragiro binaku bibiri
4 to 2 commands
ebiragiro enyiriri biri kunya no kudagu
and above scriptures
okuva mondaga ne mpya ne
ekati right from the old and the new testament
enjiri etegekeddwa burungi
and the gospel is prepared well.
Befeso esula eyo mukaga olunyiri olwe 10 mukaga
Ephesians 6:16
era kwebyo byonna nga mukwatiddeko engabe yo kukiriza eneba yinzisanga okuzikiza obusaale bonna obo muliro gw'omubi
engabo yo kukiriza
the shield of faith
kutwategeddeko mbaroni
10:17 Romans 10:17
ndio kukiriza kuva mukuulira
faith comes from hearing
n'okulira ekigambo kya Katonda
and hearing the word of God
naye engabo yo kukiriza okuva mukuulira ekigambo kya Katonda
shield of faith coming from hearing God's word
yeri mu Isaiah 28
what's in Isaiah 28
onyoro mwenda
verse 9
paka
13
engabo ebere ebiragiro bibiri kubina
shield is 2 to 4 commands
ono bwalete kyani kwa kino
someone brings this scripture
ayagala okusuula
they want to throw you down
ne kya wandi kibwe kirale ekigongero okunyweza
scripture which holds you strong
okuzi iza ebigambo byobulimba
to hinder false words
ebyobusale bwa satan
those of arrows of the devil
ili biri kunya
due to false scriptures
okuva mondaga ne mpya ne
from the old and the new testament
chavaga mbabwati
that is why he said this
tuongereyo
Abefeso sura ya mkago nyirwa 15
Ephesians 6:17
muwebene sepewe yobulokovu Nechitale chomoyo che kigambo kya Katonda.
Kimuwebwe ne sepewe yobulokozi.
That will be given the helmet of salvation.
Ye moyo mutukuvu.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Sapewe yafe.
Our helmet.
Eya kambiko abatume sura ya 2.
He came in the Acts chapter 2.
Olunyoro kusatunuru okuna.
Verse 3 and 4.
Tine bajjake nnimi ezomuliro.
Upon them came tongues of fire.
Kumetwe jawe.
On their heads.
Bona ne bajuzibwa omoyo.
And they all were filled of the Spirit.
Ye sepewe yobulokozi.
It's the helmet of salvation.
Nechitala.
Even the sword.
Echo moyo.
Of the Spirit.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
That's the word of God.
Endagane mpya ne kadde.
The Old and New Testament.
Bwetu batumaliriza.
That's how we finish.
Nechi ambala echo butukirivu no butukufu.
The clothing of righteousness and holiness.
Etulio katuimira moseno.
Then we stand in this world.
Etuwangula.
And we overcome.
Bible yegaba mukubikulirwa.
Bible say in Revelations.
Enti echambala echeru.
That the white garment.
Bye bikole ebyo butukirivu.
These are acts of righteousness.
Ebya batukufu.
Those of the holy ones.
Yes, yeah, was
praise you. Jesus.
Subutu bututambulanga tukoleje.
How we move?
Tunonyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Kutwategeddeko mu mtu kuvuma bujuvu.
The Holy Spirit and his fullness.
Na emini moje.
And his works.
Tunonyo butukirivu.
And we think for righteousness.
Omba mukukiriza.
Coming from faith.
Na kukiriza.
And faith.
Okuva mukuulira.
Coming from hearing.
Na kuya ekigambo kya Katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Era bwe tumala ntukola ebikola ebyobutuukirivu.
After we do acts of righteousness.
Etuwe bw'obutukuvu.
We given holiness.
Bwe tumala ntubanjibwa.
After we demanded.
Okubala ebibala ebyomwoyo.
To bear fruits of the spirit.
Ebibala ebyobutuukirivu n'obutukuvu.
Righteousness and holiness.
Bwe tuba tunabikulira ng'ensi.
How we shall reveal to the world.
Amazima gonna.
All the truth.
Okutuuka okudakwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The coming back of Jesus Christ.
Ng'eggwanga lyawadde.
As the nation is given.
Okuteekateeka amanga gonna.
Prepare all the nations.
Olw'okudakwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The coming back of Jesus.
Enkomerero y'emirembe.
End of ages.
Atuddamu okubulira enjiri w'akabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
Presume preach the gospel of the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Tujja kudda ku Sunday eri.
So come back next Sunday.
No mutwe obwakabaka bw'omuguru cheche.
With the heading, what is the kingdom of heaven?
Uliokebutu twali mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Then it will take us to the journey of heaven.
Part yesoka.
In the first part.
summarize
what's in all the entire heavens which are. Then the second part of the journey summarizes what is above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.